breaking down the game like you've never seen it before. Welcome to the Dojo of the Game with your hosts, Taekwondo and Steve the Dean Williams. Taekwondo, leader of the dojo, the sensei of the game, kicking down doors and breaking headboards all through the power of his spiritual and intellectual mind. Taekwondo is a dating coach, life coach, and an aspiring black scholar who merged intuition with intelligence. Have no fear, Taekwondo is here. Welcome to the dojo, baby. With 30 years fighting surface dwellers, grass-eating lions, PUAs, and cupcakes, Steve the Dean Williams is here to show you a side of the game most don't know about. Texting, putting your bid in, setting up your crib, and putting flavor in her ear and eyes are just a few skills you'll learn from him on the show. Get your notebooks out, ask questions, or call in. The dojo doors are open. Time to soak up this game.
Yo, what up, everybody? We'll be, hey, my dog Taekwondo be here 1 second, man. Getting some water and everything. Shout out to everybody listening to the show. What's up, everybody? He'll be here 1 motherfucking second. We'll bring him in, guys. Hope y'all are here. Let me go ahead and put up the number. Number is right here. Number is, guys, if y'all want to call in, come on, call in at 563-999-3056, and we will be kicking it in a moment. But hope everybody is doing good out there. We had a great show last night. Here he is, straight from the dojo. There he is. There he is, baby.
We're in this thing.
All day, every day, like four flats, man, all day. So, guys, if y'all have a question from Taekwondo side or this side, put a Q in there. We answer our questions. If y'all want to call in, call in. We had a great show, like we were saying, last week. So if we do go overtime, we'll have the phone set up again where you can call in. So we'll have everything for y'all guys set up. Taekwondo, what's good with you? How you doing, man? What's up with you, baby?
Man, listen, you know how we do. Busy day, busy week, busy life, man. Stay busy. Staying busy, staying focused.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, man, you came up with this great topic, man. Talk on it, man. Let's see.
Well, excuse me, I had to pop my energy, had to eat my energy vitamins before we go on our run like we about to.
About to do it, yeah.
But listen, to start us off strong, and I appreciate everybody on my end for the subscriptions and the follows and stuff like that. They just let me know I'm muted on my stream, so I just unmuted. To introduce y'all to this topic today, I recently helped Gideon out with another guy, right? And he was the guy needed dating advice. Mm-hmm. And Gideon asked the question. He was like, you know, what's some smooth stuff you could say to a girl to make that like lasting impression, something she'll never forget? And I think everyone's first impression of that is it's going to be some, damn, baby, you look good today. And but guys don't understand. The full title of today's stream is going to be making a lasting impression within her comes from within you. So a part of that comes from how deep you go, how you think, how you even breathe, how you walk. Everything about you is what will make that lasting impression on her. It might not even be something direct, Steve. Because you know how many women have told me that they like me because of something that had nothing to do with them?
Yeah.
They remember?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I feel you. Yeah. Brother, matter of fact, I was doing my Easter game. Let me just to give you an example. I got what's called the Easter game, right, where you have a woman come over. You put dirty things in the Easter eggs, put the eggs all over the house and everything, and then inside you have ropes and chains and stuff. But
kinked out, man.
Yeah. Well, what I'm saying is, see, that's the things that leave lasting impressions. But see, it's what you create from who you are. And see, I think so many young men don't understand the different sides that they have. They don't understand that they have a sexual side, a smooth side, a romantic side, a sensual side, a sexual side, a kinky side, a dirty side, a nasty side, a naughty side, and a freaky side that they have to cultivate and be able to communicate with that. Like Taekwondo is telling y'all guys, this is important. See, most of y'all guys are communicating with the woman first through sex. First is creating with yourself to create sexuality. T would say you, my brother.
Listen, two things stuck out to me right there when you said that. Like, I may look at that you know, Easter game and be like, whoa, you know, on kinked out or whatever. But that's you.
Yeah.
That's the levels you go to. That's the ideas you come up with. That's you. That's your lasting impression. That's your life. That's your expression of yourself.
Yes.
And then she may come over my crib and we may have a whole different experience.
Absolutely.
She may be watching something and I might take her mind, take her somewhere. So the key thing there is that it's all about you and expressing you to the fullest, not half you and half someone else and what you learned here and when what you think is okay. Be you unapologetically you all the way because more than you're just horny or you just want to fuck, there's more to the story. There's more between you and her body, the communion of the two, between your expression and your ideas of your feelings. And when you can channel that and when you can express that in a controlled manner, an intentional manner, when you learn about the woman body, when you learn about the woman mind, your own mind, your own body, and you combine all that together and turn it into one move.
Yeah, you know, guys, and I'm going to ride off what Taekwondo was saying is for all you guys listening, is that what he's trying to say for all you guys out there is that he and I are two men, but we're two different amusement parks. Still giving women emotional rides, but I'm talking about from the roller coaster rides to the funnel cake to the cotton candy. We are want to give experiences. And see, you cannot give a woman an experience if you're closed-minded. The game is not about being closed-minded, nor does a game mean that, oh, my God, well, if I rub her back, I'm tricking, or if I rub her feet, I'm being weak and simpish. No, y'all don't understand. Guess what? You don't have to rub her rub her back or her feet. You can talk to her about rubbing her back and rubbing her feet and get her off. Just by your mere words. I know.
See, they don't even understand. You don't even have to ever realistically plan on doing it.
Yes.
You could just play with the food just because. It might be in another state. It might be in another country. You just, it's just a part of you and what you know what to do with what you have.
Mm-hmm.
So like Steve said, a part of that is understanding that you have everything matters. Everything counts. From the moment you introduced yourself to her, from how you looked at her when you introduced yourself to her, from what you said to her when you introduced yourself to her. Because y'all have to realize that a lot of the times, and y'all might even recognize this yourselves, like I said, it's about thinking about the bigger picture. Anything you say or do can and will be held against you, as little or big as you think it is. Yeah. Whether you looked at her and said, man, F that B, or whether you called her, whether you told her she looks pretty today, I can guarantee you, even if it's indirect, not even between you and her, she will remember it. Like I said, Steve, I've had women who told me like they've had a crush on me or they liked me before, and I've never even done anything to them. I've never even talked to her outside of the setting that we knew each other in. But she just noticed how I carried myself, how I talked, how I think. And then she became attracted to that and became whatever, in her own words, she would say.
Yeah, she's drawn in by who you are. Oh, excuse me. She's drawn in not by who you are, but what you're not, as far as the average guy. She's not. See, what draws her in is, why aren't you like everybody else? Why aren't you running behind me? Why aren't you rolling fruit at my throne? And why aren't you trying to take me to fancy dinners and kiss my butt and do everything? Why aren't you doing that? Why are you moving like you own the world? Or why are you moving wherever you go? You take up all the air, all the space. And that's the draw-in, because they rarely see men who are in control of themselves, my brother.
And the moment they do,
they
know how to recognize it.
Yeah.
Because like you said, it's what you're not.
Yeah.
So I'll give you a small example.
Yes,
I once had this class before with this woman, right? And then it was a chemistry class, you know, it was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And the teacher was very strict. Everybody was like, you know, totalitarian kind of guy. Everybody was scared of him, slammed it, you know, real strict. So the whole class was quiet when he was talking. I would habitually challenge this guy, habitually be rebellious, habitually just talk and play and have fun and get away with things that nobody could get away with.
Yes.
Everybody else was getting in trouble, and I would just get maybe a tap on the wrist, or we would jokingly go back and forth.
Yes.
But one of the things when I was asking her, because she ended up telling her feelings to me or whatever. And then I was like, well, where did this come from? You know, we was in the classroom all together.
Right.
And then she went over why she likes me, and she started to describe some of the features, characteristics, and things she noticed. And when she said that, like, she noticed that how I interacted with him, I was the only one who wasn't scared of him.
Mm.
And I'm like, why would you find that attractive? Because it shows that I carry myself like I don't give a fuck about this world. I'm me,
yes.
And I stand on that.
Yes, all day.
And I have no fear. There's no fear in my heart. It's only power and peace and just who I am.
Wonderful.
So not even from me directing to her flirting, wearing class, and you know, whatever I may have been doing at the time. Me,
yes,
which made that lasting impression on her.
Yes.
That she came to look for later.
Absolutely. We got a call real quick. Area code 210. Mm-hmm. Sir, what's your question? How can we help you? What's up?
Hello, can you hear me, sir?
Yes, sir. What's going on? What's your question, brother?
All right. I have a question. Like, I always hear y'all explaining some stuff, and y'all say understand or understand or overstand. Like, I don't really get that. Like, can y'all elaborate on that?
No, it's just something I say because most of y'all are too busy understanding stuff, and y'all not utilizing what you understand. So maybe you start overstanding it. Maybe it'll stick to you more. It's still the same thing, man. Still the same thing.
So it's just like a saying y'all say.
Yeah, but what does that have to do with the fact that...
Or does it have, like, a meaning?
Right, but what does that got to do with the fact that you need help in other areas?
It's the difference between ice and water.
Yeah. It's the difference between ice and water. So why don't you ask another question that can help you out?
No, that was just, like, the only question I got. I'm good.
No, you
asked me on my mind.
You got
dig deep. No, you got the platform, bro. You're the first caller of the day. Take advantage.
Come on, man. It's your opportunity to take
advantage.
Before
they line up. This is your life.
Yeah,
this is your we in your world.
I mean...
What's up?
Just go.
I mean, I kind of suck with consistency, but, like, I've been working on that already. Just being, like, true to myself, really focusing on what I want.
Well,
yeah,
but
really going through it every day.
The problem is you're being true to yourself. That's your problem. And the reason why
isn't
you're
that what I'm supposed to do?
Well, no, you're not. No, I don't want you to. Matter of fact, you know what? I said something yesterday that blew some wigs off of people. I told people, stop running away from your fears and accept those fears and be cool with those fears. Because don't you go in the ocean? Have you ever been in the ocean?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm. Yes,
sir. Right. You've been in the ocean, right? So aren't there predators in that ocean? Isn't there danger in that ocean? But yet you go into the ocean.
Yeah.
Right. You go into the ocean. Like if there are dangers in the woods. There's dangers out in the streets. But yet you get in your car and you go and walk around. But see, the problem that you're having, that you're going to continue to have, again, on your level of thinking is the major problem of why most of you guys are surface dwellers. Because you keep telling yourself basic situations where you need somebody who has more advanced thinking that can push you to another elevation, sir. T, what say you, brother?
I mean, exactly that, because it all starts with you thinking you're being true to yourself, and then you realize how ugly that can get. Well, it's like, well, I'm true to me. Well, what part of me am I not willing to accept yet? What part of me am I afraid to accept and embody? Mm-hmm. So it's not some gimmicky self-empowerment thing. Oh, yeah, I love myself. Oh, my, yeah, I'm true to myself. It's like, yeah, it's a lot of demons that come with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What did you tell yourself on New Year's that you were going to change?
That consistency. That's all I've been working
on this year. And it's been 2 months and 24 days, and you're still the same person you were last year. So don't you see what the problem is? You're never going to change being what you are because of the level of thinking you have. You only see to your level, young man. You cannot go higher.
I mean,
you mean what?
I've just been watching a lot of, I mean, not interrupt, but I just been watching a lot of Taekwondo, and he says, like you have to make who you are and who you want to be, like, the same thing. So, like, that's what I've been trying to do, you know?
Well, Yoda said there is no try, do or do not. So what are you trying to do? Tell us about your try versus your do.
My try is actually doing, you know, like instead of procrastinating,
you do
sitting around.
See, this is where I get you, T. You got it, brother. You got it.
It's not going to – the clouds aren't going to crack open, and then this gaping bright light shines on your forehead, and then you just – scream in the air, oh, my God, it's me. It's a do or don't. Simplify these. Make your life easier for yourself.
Yes.
Choose the struggle.
Yes.
Choose the trials and tribulations.
Yeah, I love the struggle. I've been through the struggle. I love it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
And nothing to try to be or think or I am
what like
I am.
I am.
I'm not.
Yeah.
I am, I can,
I
am. And I will.
Right. That's it. That's it. One way. Your way. Everything
manifest
else is wrong.
It. I get you. Yeah.
All right.
All
well,
right.
We got
appreciate
other calls. All right. We appreciate
all
you. Great
right, cool. Now. See you.
All right. All right. Mm-hmm. We got area code 281, then 832. 281, what's your question, sir? How can we help you?
Hey, Unc. Hey, Ty. I appreciate y'all doing the show, man. I really do. I just wanted to let you know I did some homework, did the 100-piece puzzle, checked out that show, House of Cards. Excellent show, amazing. But I just wanted to let you know, Unc, I paid for some coaching yesterday. I was just trying to figure out. I know you're a busy man. You got shit to
do. No. I wasn't busy. I was waiting on you to follow the instructions because once you do it, if the instructions tell you you got to send me your number, I can't read your mind. So you just got to follow the instructions.
Oh, okay.
I might have misunderstood
some stuff. My bad, bro. I'll make sure I look over it again.
Just after the show, shoot me a number and I got you. What's up?
All right. But, yeah, you know, I was just letting you know, man, I'm ready to basically clear my mind, stop bullshitting. Because you're right, bro. Like, it's another year. You still the same nigga. We got to make change. All the guys that's watching the show, bro, we got to make that decision, man. We gotta stop pussyfooting, bro. But yeah, that's all I wanted to throw out there. Unc, appreciate it, Ty. Appreciate y'all. Y'all keep doing y'all thing, man.
All right, just holler at me on the back, and I got you to the show, brother. Okay.
And Chad, I want to throw something that a lot of guys have that 3 a.m. spurt of motivation, and they just get up, start doing 100 push-ups and all these sit-ups, and then playing out their whole life. Only when they're alone with their thoughts at 3 a.m. So just imagine being like that at a.m., p.m., b.m., l.m., t.m., n.e.m. that is followed. Just imagine being like that all the time.
Yes.
Alone with your thoughts, fighting yourself, but in a way that it's more like a dance than a fight. What do I want to do next? Where do I want to go? What am I about to spend my time with?
Yes.
And then sort of like falling in love with danger,
with
risk,
yes,
falling in love with just the being at war with yourself.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So it's really just a snap. It's you do or you don't.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. 832, you up, and then we have a overseas call. 832, what's your question, brother? How can we help you?
Yo, what's good? What's up, Todd? Good, this Chief Montana. I don't know if you remember me, but did a video back. We used to talk and shit like that. But anyways, my question is, how can I start applying things I learned from YouTube into my day-to-day life to get results? And my other one to go with that is also...
Hold your second question, but one thing at a time. See, your biggest problem is what you're learning on YouTube, is it detrimental to you, and is it a thing that's holding you back right now? Because just because somebody can stand in front of a camera doesn't mean they know what they're talking about, young man. So you got to think about that, number one. But the
how? Well, I listen to you guys, like, you know what I'm saying? I listen to podcasts like Steph is Cold, you guys, Ty, you know what I'm saying? Stuff like that.
Here's where it hits. When you take what you heard, and you make it your own,
yep.
You question it. You take it through your filters. You test it. It's almost like we're giving you the piece of iron. You have to heat it up. You have to slam it with the hammer. You have to pour it into the shape of a sword. You have to wait for it to cool down. It's just taking an idea and not adapting it, not applying it, but using it. Make it work. You know what I'm saying? Because that's my whole thing of why I don't tell y'all what to do. I want y'all to be able to think on your own.
Think for yourself.
So I don't tell you what to do, and I don't give you instructions. But I want you to know that you're good enough to do it by yourself. And you may never even need to listen to me again on the same topic or the same – you know, whatever question you had beforehand. I think that's a bad example of a coach if a month, 2 months, 3, 4, 5 months from now, you're still struggling with the same thing. You know, if you still don't understand the same thing, because I'm supposed to make you think different and become a whole different person.
Right. And I think there's a lot of problems with what you're doing right now. And let me tell you what your problem is. You're listening to Taekwondo. You're listening to me. and you're rowing your boat to the left. And then you go across that street with all that that hypergamy, that female nature, and all that other stuff that they stuff your mind with, that poison, and that's why you're never going to grow, because they're not teaching you to think for yourself. They're teaching you to think like a collective. So this is where you're going wrong, and this is why you're never going to grow. You're too you can't be gullible, disillusioned, or naive. You got to be old enough to wake up and see what's good for you and what is bad for you. Don't think that just because someone has a high subscriber count, they have knowledge. A lot of these guys will get marketing teams to fix their stuff and all the other stuff. But then when you listen to what they're saying and they're not telling you to think for yourself, you better run. If they're not telling you to figure out stuff for yourself, you better run. So just think what you're doing. You're already self-sabotaging yourself, and you don't even realize that, man.
And then also, you could listen to anybody, right? You could listen to me, Steph is cool, Steve the Dean. Shout out my guy, Steph is cool. But anybody on the internet, and we could want you to win as much as we do. We you know the old saying, you take the horse to the water, but you can't make him drink.
Right.
We could make a million in one videos on the same thing and try to attack it from so many different levels. If we're talking to a brick wall,
it's not shit.
It's the same as if we never even opened our mouths.
Yeah.
So you got to realize what is making you a brick wall. It's not why I'm seeing these videos. How do I apply it now? Why am I not applying it? Where's the friction? Where's the resistance? Where's the fight? What is going on? You know.
Yeah, right, real quick. Could you give us an example of one thing that you're having a hard time doing?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was about to do. So I do this music shit. I'm having a hard time consistently writing music.
Then you don't want to do music.
That
No. Hey,
I'm sorry.
You don't want to do music. You don't want to do it. It's just a dream and a fantasy. It's just you don't want to do it. And I think you need to come to grips with that. See, you have not come to – see, you don't understand when it means something to you. Manhood and being a man is everything. It's like air. It's heart, lungs. It's everything. You making music is just a pastime thing that you just want to do when you want to do it, and it just is when it happens, it happens. So you just don't really want to do it, big dog. You just got to come to grips with that.
I mean, I didn't have shows already.
Why Steve is saying that, because – if it were anything else, if it were your obsession, if you were as serious about it as you might verbally say you are, your actions will reflect that first.
Yes, absolutely.
And this is why I tell y'all, one of my first things that I started to challenge in my videos is stop believing what she tells you. Does her actions match her words? Y'all, this girl will tell you, oh, I miss you. Oh, I love you. Oh, I want to see you. Oh, I like you. And then next thing you know, after she said that, you're triple, double texting her. You're blowing her phone up. So I told y'all, a girl could tell me she misses me, and I would tell her, why isn't she over my house? I'm not going to say, oh, I miss you back, snuggly, wuggly. Y'all have to be more action-oriented.
Right.
Because guess what?
Yeah, that's basically.
If it were any other way, you wouldn't be able to not do it.
Yeah.
If that was your obsession, like what would I do on camera, would I record? I can't not do this.
Right.
It's not an option for me. I can not do it if I tried.
Right.
You'll find me at a bus stop talking to somebody like this. Okay. You'll find me in a business room talking to somebody like this. You'll find me online talking to somebody like this. It surprised no one who knew me in real life when they found out what I do on the internet.
Yes, sir. So call
because they know me.
Yeah, so call it. Go ahead and get your next question because we got a row of calls. So what's your other question real quick?
All right, so speaking of being action-oriented, what are ways you program your mindset to be more confident? And
okay, did you hear the last caller we talked to?
No, I didn't. I wasn't ready.
Okay, what you're trying to do is you're trying to learn how to fly an airplane with a one-word answer, and that is your problem. You're not a student of the game. You've got to learn how to be a student of the game. You can't just look for nuggets or little pieces of crumbs and think that that's game, brother.
No, that's a fact.
Before you take the
calculus,
you got to learn how to one count from one to two. Yeah.
geometry, algebra 2, algebra 1. I mean, they're going to make you work up. So you gotta. If you don't know the answer to the question you're asking, you gotta ask yourself, why don't I know the answer? Well, do I even understand what I'm asking myself? and then just work through it.
So you guys, you like, so when you guys come through hardship or face something that y'all feel like, you know what I'm saying, it's like self, it's like you like self-awareness in it, you guys just go on, actually got you, like yourself questions and trying to figure out yourself, basically what you guys saying, and just move on from there, whatever.
No, I do what I say I'm going to do. Listen, young man, to me, I'm not a surface dweller, so I'm not on your level of thinking. I'm way higher. I the world to me, a problem is a meteor the size of Jupiter heading towards Earth. There are no problems in my life or in my world because I'm solution based, because I control my life.
See,
I control.
See, the problem's serious enough. We're just sitting there.
You're right. This guy is like Chicken Little. This guy is falling.
I think y'all give too much power to these such
things. These things.
Temporarily. Like, I don't even know what to call them. Such temporary things in life. Like, she broke my heart. She left me.
Yeah.
Listen, anything on any level, There's only one situation where I excuse for the death that it takes to deal with that issue, and that's the loss of a loved one. Anything outside of that, it, to me, is just like, handle it. I mean, that may be a blunt, like insensitive way to like look at it, but it's just, what other choice do you have?
You got to face it. You can't run from it.
That's the fact.
Okay?
You're right.
All right, caller.
Appreciate it, man.
All right, we'll tell you again. Great call. Great questions, brother. All right, let's bring in the other ones. Next up. I muted myself. Okay, hold on. Area code overseas. You're 3538, blah, 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 blah. What's your question, sir?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, sir. What's up?
All right. Let's say, how do you deal with hardships and doubts going towards your passion?
Like, when you say hard, okay, what?
This is. Quote a doubt.
Can you hear my question?
Quote a doubt.
No, I heard the question. Quote a doubt. Bring it up. Bring it to the surface. Where is the doubt? Say the exact sentence that comes in your mind when you think of doubt.
Yeah, what's a doubt? What's a doubt?
A doubt is not really fully believing in yourself. Some, like an obstacle.
Keep going.
Not fully believing yourself.
You haven't even came up with the purpose in the first place.
Yeah.
So who taught you not to believe in yourself? You didn't, because you came up with the purpose. Who taught you not to believe in yourself?
I mean, I don't know how to explain this. Like,
No.
I know exactly what you're saying. Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Who taught you not to believe in yourself?
Nobody.
What did that, it came from somewhere, because you wasn't born like that.
You wasn't born like that.
If I go ask a 6-year-old kid what they want to be when they grow up, they might tell me a motherfucking Martian.
Yeah, or Superman.
They might tell me they want to fly.
They want to fly, yeah. So
somewhere in between them being 6 years old and 36, did they say, well, you know, I can't fly, I'm not anything
special.
The world
is terrible, I'm terrible.
What happened in between you saying you can fly to the moon into now that you don't believe in your purpose? In which you can go for it.
Because let's see, I'm a freestyle dancer, and I also play this game. Like, this is the path I chose. I'm trying to be a professional in both, and I've been dancing for the last like 5-6 years. And oftentimes, you know, I'm in a battle, I lose, and there's some kind of doubt that sets in. You know, maybe I'm not going to make it. Maybe this isn't cut out for me. And I keep pushing through every day because I'm obsessed with dancing. There's sometimes where it's really tough.
If you don't want to lose, don't try.
All right.
If you don't want to lose, don't try. If you don't like constructive criticism, if you don't like winning, losing, being anything in life, find the nearest cave, go in there, and just stay there until the end of the eternity.
Yeah.
That's the only way you don't lose.
Yeah, Carl, let me ask a question. Yeah. Tell me about your day. Tell me about your day. Let's start at what time do you go to bed?
I went to bed at like 1 a.m.
Okay, you go to bed at 1 a.m. What time do you wake up?
I woke up like around 9 a.m.
Okay, about 8 hours. 8 hours of sleep, okay. What did you do after that? What did you do after that?
I did some yoga, and I listened to some, like an hour and a half of Mastery. It's a book I read.
Okay, but can a book teach you how to dance?
No, but it teaches, it helps me get to
Wait a second.
It helps me with them to try and master my dancing.
You asked about dancing, and you got the mindset mm-hmm. that you read a book to learn how to dance. So, again, wasted hour right there. Oh. So after you read your wasted hour of mastery, what do
really,
you listen to?
Really, you think
so? Okay, well, Brett, wait. Okay, so call her.
Okay.
All right, do you want me to lie to you or you want me to tell you the truth? I'm going to give you the option. You want me to tell you you're going to be great and just eat your prayers and say your eat your vegetables and say your prayers? You want me to say that to you? Or do you want me to just tell you what
tell
it is?
Tell me the truth.
So you wait a wasted hour of mastery. So after you waste that hour, where do you go next? What do you do next?
I dance for like 2 to 3, 4 hours. Depends.
Okay, so you dance for 2 to 3, 4 hours. What do you do after that?
The rest of my day right now, I'm unemployed. I'm looking for a job. I'm in college, so
well,
there's that.
I think
little.
You gotta get okay. You're first off, you gotta get your priorities straight. And I know you want to dance and all that other stuff, but you should not be unemployed. You're a grown man. You should not be unemployed. So you need to get priorities straight. Yeah. I know you want to be a dancer, so I don't want to take that from you. But you're an adult now. You gotta be mature. I don't want to hear you staying with mom or dad and all this other stuff. You gotta get priorities straight. But you know those 8 hours? You know how many hours I sleep? How many hours do you think I sleep?
I'm guessing like five hours.
Nah, like two. I have to force myself to sleep. You want to know why? Because my mind is always going, and I've got to literally turn on classical music just to force myself to sleep, because when you unlock this, it never stops talking to you. It never stops pushing you. So, and I'm not saying don't. You sleep what you want, but I'm just saying that you can cut. See, sometimes y'all see in front of you when you see athletes and people of greatness, you see the end result, but you don't see the hard work that they put in. So you must put in more work into your craft.
Mm-hmm. Just talked about this yesterday. Y'all don't understand the extent, how far the sacrifices go.
Yes.
Because everybody can say what they want. Everybody can want the same thing. I'll just keep it on, you know, a simple level, which you may see in front of you, YouTube success and getting 100 viewers or getting 500 viewers or on Twitch. Who wouldn't want that? Who wouldn't just be able to want to sit home and just make money from their home? And But are they willing to sacrifice what it takes to have what they have, to get what they want? And then when that comes, then you find out what you have to sacrifice. Well, damn, I can't read that anymore. Well, damn, I can't go here anymore. Well, damn, I can't spend time with that person anymore. Well, damn, I can't even think about that topic anymore. I can't even watch that show anymore. Mm-hmm. Until I get my shit right. And even then, I'm probably still so focused on evolving. Because what you see is you start learning to point everything in your life in the same direction.
Yes, one line.
You see, if I wake up and I write my daily to-do list, and I have YouTube upload, stream, Patreon DMs, upload, and I got everything on my list that builds towards my purpose and achieving what I want, why the fuck right mind would I write, go to the bingo hall for 2 hours today? It's nothing to do with anything. You see what I'm saying? So even something as simple as reading a book, that's a part of your time you're investing. You're spending, keyword, spending that time somewhere on something. So there's no way you don't have what you don't have.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not saying read the book you're reading. I'm not saying don't do that, but couldn't you simplify it by getting the audio version of that, dancing while you're listening to it?
Yeah.
See, listen, I used to listen to podcasts at work, hide the AirPod with my ear, just so I could keep building my mental and getting ready for knowledge I'm using today.
Yes.
I mean, y'all got to think smarter, not harder.
Yeah.
If you want to be Mr. Make It Happen, everything got to make sense.
Yeah. And you can't.
Okay.
As soon as you give up on, when you lose a dance, okay, and you give up on yourself, you don't understand the effect that it has on your mind, because what are you training your mind to do? Every time we don't get our way, we got to pout and go in the corner and hold our breath. You know, you can't do that. You got to appreciate, listen, he's better than you. Listen, there's always going to be someone prettier than you, someone who has more money than you, someone who has more muscles than you, someone who has a bigger house than you or a nicer car than you, So you cannot get mad and worry about the next man. You got to work on the man in the mirror.
Okay.
Is this what color? I got more than me. I had more than me yesterday. Mm-hmm. I had more than me a year ago. I've been shitting on myself. So somebody come and walk by me and shit on me, and it's another level of something. I'm already used to that. I do it to myself every day.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why losing is such a negative thing to y'all. I love when I lose. I love to be like, damn, I got damn. Because that's a moment of game. That's a moment of test. I was probably comfortable. I was probably too safe.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about some random internet thing. I'm talking about real life results, real life knowledge, real life practice, camera off, living type shit.
So, call it real quick because we got the calls. Instead of saying lose, why can't you say learn? But why instead of, I mean, do you actually lose or is it a learning moment for you to go in, soak in? And this is why I always talk about the theater that you got to look at the film at the end of the day. You got to go back and look at everything that you felt that you did right and everything that you felt that you did wrong. Have your notebook out.
Okay.
The thing I love the most, I always tell you, I always tell you guys, go to Netflix, look up Fireplace. Turn out all the lights, turn that on Netflix and let the amber start to grow and look into the fire and look over your day and just relax and think and come up with the solution for tomorrow. That's how you evolve, man.
All right.
Okay.
It should be great when you should start intentionally looking for losses, looking for the holes in your plans, looking for the where you lack, where your weaknesses are.
Yeah.
Aggressively look for these things and figure them out. Because once you do, once you got it, you know how much more war ready or battle ready you will be when you figure out where you lack and compensate for that. Or make a plan around that.
Yeah, but you got to need more.
Should be something to hide from.
Yeah, how old are you, sir?
I'm 21.
I need more multitasking for you, okay? I want you to go after your passion, but on the other side, I want you to take care of your real business. I want you to be able to be self-sufficient, have a job, have income where you don't have to rely on anybody. Never, don't ever put yourself in a position where you have to rely on people because then they can start telling you what to do with your life, and you don't want that, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. So good luck to you, brother. Awesome. And I respect you. Great call. Area code 804, then 323 next. 804, sir. What's your question?
Good, G.
Hello?
Yes, sir. What's your question, sir? What's up? Okay. Yeah, I was about to hang up on you. What's up? What's going on, sir?
So basically, I'm kind of like in a stagnant situation right now.
No. Say it right. I choose to be in a stagnant situation. You got to change the language. Make sure you say, I choose to be in a situation. You're not in one. You choose to be in one.
Okay, yeah. I choose to be in a stagnant situation right now. I'm a senior in high school, right?
Mm-hmm.
About to graduate.
Congratulations.
I'm a football player, currently committed to this college that's kind of close by home.
Mm-hmm.
And I find myself, you know, constantly giving friends and family of mine, you know, very substantial advice. And, like, I've been watching YouTube since I don't know how young I am, but I mean, since I don't know how young, for as long as I can, I really feel like I want to do something in that field as far as doing basically, you know, what Taekwondo does and guys like Stephens Code and et cetera. But I don't know where to start, you know, being, I just turned 18.
The thing about what a lot of y'all young guys understand about game is something that most people who have is everybody. Okay. We're in a time right now where everybody thinks just because they can go on YouTube that they're automatically like a dating coach and they automatically know game. A lot of these guys don't know. A lot of these guys don't know what they're talking about. They just have a platform to talk to people and to talk about things, but not help people think. You know, again, the one thing that's beautiful about Taekwondo and myself is it would separate us from the majority of all those other guys. We're not telling you how to think. We're doing things to teach you how to think for yourself. And if you can't be on that level, then you got to just go back and do some football and everything. Ty, we'll say you, man.
You have to be your own challenge.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the first thing came and mentioned was, you know, feeling stagnant or being stagnant. I mean, I can't stay still.
No, I
can't, let alone let my life and everything I'm involved in stay still. I can feel when I'm getting bored. I can feel when I'm not being challenged. I can feel. So you want to know what the first things I had to do in order to make sure I continuously evolve as fast as I want to is I had to get out of the pace of everyone around me. I mean, it even extends. I can give you a literal example. I remember being in a statistics class, and then the teacher, he taught too slow for me. So I stopped paying attention in class, and I just went around and fucked around when I went. And then when the test came, I just made sure I got the grade I needed to get. Lowest test grade in that class was 94. We're talking about college-level classes right now. And this is where, by the time I already got in that classroom, I learned early, back in even probably back in middle school, that I move at a different pace than others, and I need to cater to my own speed. Yep. I don't need to slow down because everyone else is around me. I listen. Because I'm not going to help someone drowning in the water with them. You know what I'm saying? That's true. I can't be stagnant with everybody else. I can't be where everybody else is at. I have to be me. And then I actually have more of a rope to hand them to pull them up, if only if they're willing to grab it.
Yes.
So do you follow what your urges is? And it might not even just start with watching videos. It might be you saying, well, how long do I want to be at this university that I'm committed to? Do I want to go anywhere else? What do I want to do when I'm there? I'm in the honors college at my university, right? And when they had the interview, I had went in there and handled it like not even like I was trying to be into something. I handled it as if, why should I choose y'all? Because I knew my leverage. I knew my power at the time. Not from a setting of, put me in your honors college, it's prestigious, blah, blah, blah. But in a setting of, I'm going to be great regardless. Why is my next 4 years with you going to adapt to me? Where are we going to meet each other in the middle? How are we going to help each other? If not, I have to go somewhere else because you're either going to hurt or help me. And I don't even tolerate that to hurt me. Relationships, conversations, anything, bro.
Yeah, that's very true. You know, it's very interesting that you mentioned, like, you got to think about how long you want to be out of college and stuff as well because, graduating as a senior is crazy. You know what I'm saying? There's so much decisions you can make that cater towards what your future may and will be. So basically, I just had a conversation like with the college coach the coach of the college I had committed to about a couple of days ago. His thing was just like, you know, because I asked him a question. I'm like, if there was ever a situation where I had to transfer, how would that go? He was like, stay with us for 4 years.
Okay, we'll call it.
Let me say something. Yeah, he sounds almost like a car salesman telling you you can't get this car anywhere else. I mean, and this is why you need conviction. This is why you need leadership in your own self.
Yes.
Because when he said that to you, with all due respect, he looked at you like some 18-year-old kid who doesn't know shit. And so people will try to overtalk you and, you know, do bullshit like that, right? And then think it's fly because they're older, they're more grown, more wiser. You have to set the tone. So he might be the wrong person to ask that question. Because guess what? I don't like that answer. I don't give a fuck who or what I'm talking to. I don't have to do anything. I don't even give a fuck what we're talking about, committing to university, being at a job. I don't have to do anything. This is just – and you got to notice how people answer your questions. If you ask somebody something and they answer your question with a question, and they question why you're asking them what you asked, you got to watch that shit. And you got to double down on what you said in the first place. Even if I got to stay here, that didn't answer my question. How am I going to – you see what I'm saying? So you swear you got to have conviction to stay on what you want to be on and know what you want to say and say what you mean and mean what you say and stand on it. All right. Don't wiggle around it. Don't work your way out. Stand on it.
Absolutely. All right, let's bring in air code 323, then 214. 323, what's your question, sir?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, I asked this question last time, but I got kind of cut off by it. So, Taekwondo. So what do you think about, like, so I know you said you have to get into the woman's mind first, not just always think about having sex. Do you think being able to control, like, your own seed, like, when you like, come, you think that's important, or do you think that doesn't matter at all?
What are you talking about, man?
Are you talking about this semen retention shit?
Well, no, I'm saying, do you think it's important to be able to control yourself and not always, like, allow your urges to, like, express themselves? Do you think that's an important part of being a man?
You don't even know what, okay, when did
you almost had a good question.
Yeah, almost.
You almost had a good question.
Yeah, when do women become a part of being a man? That's where you already failed.
No, I know, I'm not saying that, Steve. I'm saying yourself. I'm saying be able to control yourself.
Control yourself for what? For who? Control yourself for yourself?
Like, you can't ask me what is important for a man to me. Because why would you want to be my definition of a good man?
That's the problem.
The reason I'm saying that, Dojo, is because like,
your idea of a man.
Right? You and Steve are here. But you guys are serving kind of like as a standard of what guys are aspiring to be, right?
So
I'm just being me.
No, that's
Steve
not true.
Being Steve.
Yeah, that's not true. We're not trying to serve as a standard of what you should be. We're a standard of how you should think for yourself. We're not trying. This is not a cult. Okay, this is not a cult. We're not telling you to go home, Taekwondo. No, we're saying to learn how to think for yourself, man.
So what if my thinking
is
bad,
though? That's where you ask yourself. I mean, what if I said that, a man who doesn't control the seas, who just nuts and anything and everything, can't say no, can't control himself, that's a great man. Would you then go be reckless?
Mm-hmm.
No, because I learned from experience, but that's actually like...
Why are you asking the question?
And
if you learn from experience... Wait, if you learn from experience...
You already know the answer.
Yeah, why even ask the question? You know the answer.
Because I'm wondering if Taekwondo has the same train of thought or not.
Okay, again, okay.
Let me just stay on that.
Okay.
When I say open her mind and show open her legs or, get her mind and then the body, listen... I'm not even thinking about coming, bro. Like, I'm thinking about making her mind come.
Thank you, man, dude.
Okay, but what I'm trying to tell is that most guys think about just coming. That's what you don't understand.
Physical and literal.
That's my point.
Like, it can't be.
I think you're the exception. You're the exception. I think most guys...
No, stop. Everybody,
I'm not
even
worried about most guys.
Right. There you go. You worried about other men.
But aren't you
trying
to help most guys?
No, wait. Why do you care about other men?
Listen. I don't have to worry about most guys to help most guys. I'm not sitting here saying to myself, like, you got to, you ask backwards. And it's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
You go ahead.
Well, I'm asking, you're self-help, right? You're trying to help people.
Caller, stop.
Better
caller,
themselves.
Caller. You keep saying self, but you keep talking in the collective thinking. So why are you worried about other men? Can you tell us that? Why do you keep bringing up other men and versus talking about yourself?
I never said I was worried about other men.
You talk. You're talking about other men. Don't you help other men?
I said for myself. I assume you guys, aren't you guys branding yourself as helping
I brand myself as me. I don't brand myself as anything else.
Now you're
questioning who we are. So now I got to get in your ass.
Hold on,
service dweller. I gave you leeway, but now you're questioning me as a man. And as a man, I would say fuck you. Right, as a man. Because
wait.
But I'm not the one calling the show with no game. Your weak ass is calling us. We don't fucking know you, bitch. So why don't you take your bitch ass on and good luck with being a fucking loser. Man, you ain't going to come away. Fuck off this goddamn show. Let me say something. Guys, this is what we're talking about. You know why I hate these surface dwellers? Because some of y'all guys out there want to chat. Yeah. They get mad at us. We tell them. Like straight answers that they can't accept. We wasn't mean. I wasn't mean. See, he shouldn't have brought it. He brought this to himself.
Good luck being a loser is crazy.
Well, I'm saying, man, he's asking a question, but then he tries to answer the question himself, or he wants us to validate his responses, and we're not going to validate any of you guys because validating you is saying we're trying to get you to be like us. See?
And this is what y'all got to understand. Even though we sell courses, make videos, talk about topics, it's about you at the end of the day.
Thank you. It's always about
it ain't even Dojo to the Moon, blah, blah.
To the moon.
The dojo consists of individuals.
Yes.
Even as a collective, we're still individuals. Not clones, not bots, not, you know what I'm saying? The we and the us is a choice. Not a worry. So people said we weren't even listening, but it was predictable what he's about to say. Just listen to the question. Well, don't y'all sell? It's like, well, where is this going? Are you saying something that we're doing is like? What are you saying?
Okay, guys, let us explain why we didn't listen, so y'all can understand how deep game is. We know where this is going before you guys even hear to know where it's going. We already know where it's going. We already 10-15 moves ahead and see where this is going. This young man is not teachable. This young man doesn't want to listen. This young man just wants us to validate him. So why would we waste time with him when we can help somebody who actually needs help? That's something y'all got to think about. Okay? Just think about that. Sitting around trying to have him tell us where he thinks we are to him and then question, well, Taekwondo, why do you have the spaceman in the background? I mean, come on. What is that about Taekwondo? Why do you have a sword? I mean,
I am not who you think I am. You are who you think I am. So all that, well, like I could just feel that he was probably standing so close to his screen. I'm like, bro, please calm down. I doubt we've ever met. I doubt we even live in the same state, bro. Like, why are you this tense talking about men that you don't know to a man that you don't know? So you're talking about men that you don't know to a man that you don't know. Can we let's talk about you? Let's get to the nitty gritty of that. We all the way in the beyond of nothing. It's like, what are we even talking about? Where is this going?
Yeah, if it's not going anywhere, it's not helping you guys. So we got another call. We got some more calls. Area code 214, sir. Sorry for the delay. What's your question, sir? 214 going once. 214 going twice. Okay. Area code 313, sir. What's your question? How can we help you?
Hello? Hello?
Yes, sir. How can we help you, sir?
What's up? So, look, first off, I just want to say I respect both of y'all highly. Second off, man, I want to put it into like a dojo sense because I love the little background y'all got going on and all that. So I'm going to put in a little dojo sense, right? So I was at the mall a couple of days ago, and I was slaying demons. That's how you already know what that means. I was slaying demons. I knock one off. I knock another head off. But three demons came at me, Ty, right? Three demons. And my heart started, I see the sword, My heart started pounding, right? But, you know, I still had to stay grizzly. I still had to stay strong in there, right? So I'm not stuttering over my words. I'm staying strong with everything, man. And I just want to know, what do I do to control, I don't want to say control my heart rate, but control my, what's the word I'm thinking of? I was trying to think of it while I was watching y'all because, you know, again, I'm trying to keep it at a dojo standpoint, you know. I was cutting hands off.
Catch this. The levels to the word. The keyword here is stop, right? There's levels to that word.
Right.
Well, in the moment, I can sit here and tell you maybe you should have been breathing and deep breaths, but that's only in the moment. Going beyond that, going deeper than that, you got the level of being comfortable doing whatever you're doing, no matter what it is, being comfortable being uncomfortable. And that all goes back to trusting yourself, you see, and falling into your own arms, knowing you got you. Whether there's 10 women you have to talk to, whether there's a group of women, whether there's one over there by herself, trusting that you're going to do it however you do it and whatever you do, it automatically gives you that comfort. So you only get nervous at unease that's a fight or flight response, bro.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Yeah.
No, you get call. Let me ask you a question. What's the difference between one ant and a pile of ants?
I guess they're collective.
I'm glad you were slaying dragons, but isn't that what should you get a pat on your shoulder for doing something you're supposed to automatically do as a man?
Yeah, but Okay. I know that. Like, I know I'm supposed to push myself to.
Right, but
you
know, felt.
Challenge myself. Yes.
Right. So, begs the next question. Why are you scared of women?
I'm not. It's just.
Well,
I don't know what is the response.
Okay. Was it the makeup that gave you the response? Was it the hairline, the weave, the eyeliner, the fake eyes, the push-up bra? What gave you the response that you had?
I feel like it's because, you know, I was hitting heads off for, you know, just one at a time, right? I was having good conversations. I had good poise. As you'll say, I was cool. I was calm. But I don't know why when three came up to me,
but then that's
I felt different.
Then, okay, what, again, it goes back to my question, and I'm not trying to be an asshole.
Right.
Why are you afraid of women?
Because,
let me tell you why you know. Let me help you with this.
Okay.
A lot of you surface dwellers don't look to yourself for answers or anything. So what you're doing is you're unfortunately, and this is the worst thing you can do. See, when you have good days like you are, you feel like you're on top of the world.
Mm-hmm.
But tomorrow,
right.
The first woman that says no to you, you're gonna crash and burn and be like, I'm done for the whole day. And I don't want that to happen to you. And that's why I'm trying to get you to think beyond the 10 that you have and beyond the ones that you don't have. I'm saying that as a man, you either are or you're not. There's no middle ground. You are the man in their eyes. Or you're not. There's no middle ground. But when it comes to game, you either have it or you don't. And what you're doing is you having good days and bad days because there's a lot of fluctuation between you. You're in like you're in a boat. Two of your personalities are in a boat. One is paddling to the left, one is paddling to the right, and you ain't going anywhere. And like T was saying earlier, you got to learn how to harness all thought as one thought in one way. In order to navigate through the good and the bad, because I don't even know what the bad is. Because a woman said no, that's my day. Are you serious? No. Matter of fact, real quick, before I throw the tea, I'm harder on myself when they say yes. I kick myself in the ass, and I'm harder on myself when they say yes because, as bad as I am to me, I expect to get them faster, and then when I get them. I'm always getting my ass because I didn't get him fast enough. But her saying no, come on, man. T, you got it, man.
Let me tell you, as soon as you was even describing what you was doing, the first thing I said was, like you're supposed to. Because I already know this of me. So if I'm in a group of girls, I'm in a group of girls, I'm talking to all of them, I'm approaching them. Need your camera and all, just so you know. But I'm approaching them. I'm talking to a group of girls. Nothing about this is shocking or surprising to me. If there's a group of them and I'm approaching, there's nothing about this that says, because I'm not doing anything I know I can't do. It's the same feeling I get when I'm brushing my teeth. The same feeling I get when I go to open the door. It's normal. Normalize your greatness. So whether it's, listen, I may have this with my IRL friends where I will talk about a girl before I already know I'm going to get her. And then, lo and behold, the chain of events, it happens as I predicted it, as I already knew it was going to happen. It might be one twist or shock or turn, but it's like it becomes kind of remotely boring for me because it's so predictable. I already know what I'm going to do. I make my environment react. I'm not the reactor. I'm the predictor. I am the actor, the reactor. So are you reacting or are you
acting? Oh, my bad. I was about to say because like I'd be trying to put myself like okay, you'd be saying put yourself in uncomfortable situations and try to learn from. That's probably the wrong word. I put myself in uncomfortable situations. There we go. I put myself in uncomfortable situations, and I try to learn from what I got from those results. You know. Like, after that 1v3, I came home and I thought, like, yeah, like, what was wrong with it? What did I do wrong? You know, because I love to push accountability onto myself, and I love to, you know, f- force that because, you know, I don't want to lose that dog in me. You feel me? I don't really know how to like put it into other words though.
Oh, real quick, call because we gotta grab other calls. Okay, here's a million.
Oh, of course.
Quick question. Okay, if you want to be a lawyer, do you learn from a chef? Do you go to a chef school, a law school, or an accountant school if you want to learn law?
You go to law school.
So if you want to learn game, do you go to YouTube or do you learn from somebody who has game or do you learn from someone who knows how to trick or treat? Which one do you think?
I'm guessing the person who has game.
Right. But you got the right answer, but the behavior and the thought are totally two different areas because what you think is game is not a game at all because, remember, you only see to your level, big dog. That's the problem. So every answer you have is the right answer for you, and that's why there's no movement. The only way you're going to become a better man is by following a man who can open doors up in you to see more things of manhood versus what you see right now.
I appreciate that, man. I really I don't want to hold up too much more of your time. I really do appreciate it, man.
Great. All right. Well, great call, sir. We appreciate you. All right. Thank you. We appreciate you, man. All right. Area code 111 and then 856 after that. 111. What's your question, sir?
Can you hear me?
Sir, yes, we can.
Good, yeah.
What's up?
All right. Look, I don't even want to waste up, you know, a lot of y'all time because I know y'all got a lot of numbers and shit. You feel me? But you see, the thing is, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't never had no problem getting girls. Like, I be getting a lot of girls and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, getting their numbers and shit. But the thing is like, I be
What's the thing? What's the thing, though? Let me. Like, I'm gonna show the excuse fairy crunch while you tell us what the thing is. What's the thing?
Look, the problem is, like, I bag them, but, like, they just, after I bag them, they just, be playing, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't get that connection with them.
How can you get a connection with a woman when you're not connected to yourself?
Are you not connected to myself?
No. Wait. Okay, wait. Says the man who is not to be able to connect with women. So it's not the women. Believe me, it's not the women. It's you. You're the problem.
I know.
You're right, because you're not connected to yourself. You're only going as far as your mind is taking you, but you don't know what to do next. It's easy to get a woman, but it's hard to keep her when you don't have game.
I've been telling dudes that you know, that whole walk up to her, approach her, and get her number is that's, we're just on the level of confidence. I mean, that's like the starter pack, the bare minimum of what you should have. But you're still stuck there. Oh, yeah, you know, I approached this girl. I got her number today.
That's it.
Okay. That isn't even chapter one.
Right, because that's not the game.
That's not even the introduction to the book, the cover even.
Mm-hmm. The game starts when the two of you interact one-on-one, not when you go up to her. It didn't start there. You got it.
And I was going to say to that, like, I can already tell where you probably go wrong, where this whole their playing thing is. Where are you leading her? And if it's just, we sit here and there, we talk here and there, we're not talking about nothing, it's not going anywhere, that's the playing. Because y'all went and just started playing games with each other. No, I'm messing with her. She's going somewhere. We're going to Dooney Land. And that's mentally, physically, it's an experience. Yeah. You can't not be around me, talk to me, mess with me, and not get that experience. Yeah. It is consistent in on camera, off camera, behind the scenes, on the scene. It is me, what comes with me, no matter who that girl is.
Yes.
I can't not be me.
Consistent. But,
right, there's what comes with me. And then let's say she's playing with herself. Ain't nothing changed about me.
But what kind of connection do you want, sir? What kind of connection do you want?
You see, the type of connection is, like, I just want, if I'm being honest with you, like, I ain't really looking for nothing.
There you go.
I'm just trying
You're just trying to smash, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let me ask you a question.
Hey, Justin.
Let me ask you. I know you hit him with the J joke. Let me ask you a question. Do you not know that she knows? Do you not know as soon as you open your mouth or even looked at her, she knew your whole story of desperation, creepy, neediness, and no experience? Do you know how, you know she's known that because she meets so many of you all day, every day, that she knows how to handle you. And lucky for you, you better hope she turns you down, because if she doesn't turn you down, she's going to use you for financial gain because you don't have any gain. Because you're 30.
Whoa. First off, I don't know what you think this is, but I don't spend no money on no shorties. I let them know straight up from the jump. First off,
Can you please
explain that, please? Please, T, explain that to him. The current.
I don't know where we should attack this.
It's so many ways.
It's levels to this. So let's start off with the whole, she knows she's met you before. You don't want to be like every guy. You want to be you. And you may, even if, right, let's say even if I'm dealing with a woman and I don't want to be in some deep, because that's the thing y'all don't get. When we clown y'all for saying, oh, I just want to fuck, it's like y'all assume we want to be married or I'm about to, every girl is my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
No, I know what I want for my life. Yes. Just listen, the sex is already a given, bro.
It comes with it.
It's not even a negotiable. It's already guaranteed.
Right.
That's not. Y'all be so stuck on the I just want to fuck. Okay, so do she.
Right.
She do. That's already the moment you before you even walked up to her. When she put her pants on that day, when she put her dress on, when she went and turned her head to the, she knew she can get fucked.
Yeah, yes.
Before you even got out your bed, you knew you could fuck something. This is not the problem, bro. This is not where we go wrong. We go wrong when we're our self-control, we allow that to guide us. We're being controlled by such a barbaric innate feature of us.
Mm-hmm.
It's already a given. You can sit into this house. Now what comes with me? Now what kind of experience do I give her? Now what kind of lasting impression is she going to have to where before I even fuck, it's not that I just want to fuck and I just get the fuck and she just let me fuck. It's that she's begging me to. She's waiting for me to make my move. She's waiting for me to ask. And she's checking if I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
She's looking to please me. See, y'all get the whole just want to fuck. No. I don't just want to fuck. I want to fuck her mind.
Yes,
I want to feed her life.
Place,
I want to make my impact. Yes. I want her to really see why talking to me and talking to another guy is never going to be the same. I should start apologizing to a woman because the moment we don't mess with each other no more, she can never replace me.
Yeah, absolutely. And caller, what he's saying.
I ruin her experiences with men.
Yeah, caller, real quick, because we have a call. Is, look, her belief system is tied into her pussy, right between her legs. What she thinks is tied into between her legs, and that's y'all's problem. So when you guys start talking to women, unfortunately, because you have no balance, you're going to teeter one way. You're either going to teeter to being creepy or a loser. Or you're going to teeter to be in the friend zone or the board or the bank or the brother because you don't have any game that balances you. You're balanced, or you're teetering because all you want is ass. I mean, there's so, listen, like T said, the ass is a guarantee. What can she do for me? Is she going to, you know, I'm going to throw some trash on the floor. Is she going to pick that up?
Yeah,
is she gonna, yeah, she going to wash it. Is she going to wash a dish? Is she going to, after we get done smashing, is she going to fold the, fix the bed afterwards? Is she going to make me a meal? Is she going to take my car keys in detail and wash my car? There's more to it because if you're making it about ass, this is why you ain't getting any ass, because you're making it all about the thing, man.
I mean, just imagine that when you approach her, what she thinks you want it.
She already knew that. She said, let me talk.
What do you think a woman thinks you want when you approach her?
I know she won't. I know that she know that I just want to fuck. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, like, because I watch your videos and shit all the time. Like, I watch all your videos. I know what you be, like, talking about. Like, hey, make, you know, when you talking, talk with substance. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you make that impact on it because, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you open up her mind, you're going to open up her legs. You see what I'm saying? But the problem is I had that problem making that impact on it. Because when you go deep, how wide, like, what do you be saying when I try to go deep? It's just like a lot of the girls I deal with, they don't got no substance to them, man.
No,
they real.
Woman, Stop Listen, blaming the woman.
Don't blame her.
Stop
don't blame
blaming her.
Her.
You're,
don't blame her.
You're worshiping. Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead, T.
I'm going to make it quick. Watch this. I already mentioned it to y'all before. She may not even be ready for me or my substance. She might think she has substance until she meets me.
She's right. Exactly.
I'm going to lead her where I'm leading her regardless.
Yes.
Whether she got it or not.
Right. But here's your biggest problem of all, because we got the callers. You worship women more than you worship yourself. And here's the thing. If you and a real man said the same thing, you're going to get two different results. You see, the man worships himself. And because you worship the woman, you're going to come off creepy, thirsty, and needy, or a man who doesn't have experience, because you're trying to say things to prove yourself to the woman, to barter and beg for to the woman, versus the man that says, I have nothing to prove. You got something to prove to me. I ain't got nothing to prove to you.
You see, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. That's not what I do, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a simple.
You just think they have the substance.
Go back to when you said you get them and they be playing. What's the plan consist of?
Yeah, how do they play?
What does that look like?
When I say they be playing, like when I'm talking to them and shit, like they don't, like they just don't be on shit. You know what I'm saying? I be trying to talk to them.
Be on shit. What's that?
They don't be talking about nothing.
Wait. Then why are you messing with bottom of the barrel bitches then?
That's what I'm saying. That's why I be cutting them off.
If you're messing with bottom of the barrel women who ain't about shit, then who's the problem? Is it them, or is it the person that's walking up to the bottom of the barrel women, picking them up and trying to talk to them? You're trying to make a duck a lion or something. You can't force an ancient woman to be shit.
You right. I ain't gonna lie. You right.
I'm not trying to be right. I'm just being real.
I mean, you came in and worded it like they be playing. I mean, like I said, she played with herself. I'm walking past. Like, I can't even understand the metaphor of sticking around that.
Yeah, why waste your time? Why waste your time?
That's why I'm saying. That's why I end up cutting them off a lot. You know what I'm saying? Because they just
They rent a lot of. How much is rent in your head cost? What's the property?
Rent?
Yeah, how much is the property? How much is the land going for in your head?
What you mean, like?
I'm just because the women get rent for free. They live in for free. They in your head for free, rent free. I just ask how much you cost.
Of course, you know what I'm saying? I'm thinking about girls all the time. You already know how
but
I do.
You're not thinking about you all the time. Why are you
thinking about me too.
No, you're not. Okay, how old are you? How old are you?
I'm 15.
Who?
15.
I'm 15.
Okay, so young man. Just study. Study, eat your vegetables, say your prayers, and just do good in school. We shouldn't be talking to you about this because you're not ready for that right now, sir.
I've been doing
it. Even when I was 15, I was already still thinking, like, I already was right. Like, substance or no substance. I mean,
I was fucking insane.
So you blaming the woman, and that's where you're already preventing yourself from growing from what you could be. I never blamed anybody but myself.
Yeah.
For even younger than 15, even earlier than that. You know what I'm saying? It didn't even start with women. It started with, you know, recognizing the financial status of my family and realizing, well, I don't like being told no when I want something. So I realized I had to put myself in a position to get it myself. With all due respect to my family, they always had a roof over my head, food on the plate, stuff like that, but I might have wanted something that they probably couldn't provide, so I put it in my own hands. I never blamed them. I never blamed women. It's me. I'm going to make it happen. I'm Mr. Make It Happen. So the next thing you know, you look at my 15, I got options of pussy, options of this jobs and figuring out this, and this all came from me. I blamed myself for my suffering, and I blamed myself for my success.
Right.
And give it all to God.
Okay, well, we got other lines are blowing up. Error code 856 and 703 is like, we got 11 in the queue. All right, 856, what's up, brother? 856, you're up. What's up, brother?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Well, how can we help you, sir?
Well, look, I got two questions. One of them, well, I got one question and one is just a reflection, like kind of like the end. But, all right, so I got a girl and I'm gonna be straight up. She was like, we was talking, whatever, we was planning, whatever, talking. And she was like, when she look at me like a kid.
Well, aren't you a kid?
You got a kid?
Yeah, how old are you? Like 13?
I'm 21.
Oh.
It's actually Ty.
I thought you were still in high school, man. Shit, you sound real. Not no defense. You just sound really immature.
Soft.
Yeah, real. Yeah, but I won't say butter, but yeah, kind of butter. Not Cool Whip sauce. Maybe like a hard butter in a refrigerator after it melts off. But what is your question, buddy? What's your question?
So you said your girlfriend looks at you like a child. What does that mean?
So we already talked about it, but she was, all right, so basically we was talking with her.
You told her you don't like when she looks at you like a child?
Yeah, like she was like saying like, and long story short, when we talked about it,
no, you don't mind.
Like,
we're here to help you. We're here to help you. We got your best interest at heart. You have to be direct in order for us to assess this as accurately as possible.
Yeah.
So you said your girl looks at you like a child. You said you and her already talked about it. Let's go back a little bit. What does that mean? She looks at you like a child. Let's start here before we get into the whole situation.
When she first said it. When she first said it, my reaction like
said it. What's it? Why are we being so ambiguous? Let's be direct. When she first said it, what's it?
Like a kid? Like I guess when she said kid, I guess
when she first said a kid.
But did he do something in Taekwondo to make her say that? I mean, it's odd. Did she just say that to say
Steve,
it?
Steve, it's not clicking, bro. You're skipping the story, bro.
What happened to make her say that? What happened to make her say?
And the crazy, I don't even know. We were just chilling, talking, and like,
about,
I was like, remember?
Listen.
So we were on FaceTime and we were talking. We
about
was
what?
Talking regularly.
Like,
all right,
about,
so I was like, remember when? Because we was reflecting on back in the day when we used to do stuff. So I was like, remember when this happened? She was like, yeah, and we both started laughing. Then she was just came out of nowhere like, when you be trying to be masculine and stuff, and I be playing on pause and I don't be wanting to laugh type shit.
Well, you're not masculine. So she's kind of right.
I ain't going to lie, Carla. The moment you came and said the first two words, I caught that.
Yeah, she's kind of right.
So you went from she looks at you like a kid to she's saying you're not masculine. Which one is it?
Or is it both?
Well, I think it's both. I think she tied both of them together. And then she said that.
And how long you been with this one for?
I've been with her for like a year and like 3 months.
I think you need to go in that folder and get over the eviction paper. Go ahead and fire that one. Because she's never going to respect it. There's no respect. Brother, you just better hope she doesn't run into a Taekwondo-like motherfucker walking down the street.
I was already thinking there might be some Tyrone smacking and cracking the way she wanted to be.
Jesus.
But I'm all right, let's not even make it about that.
Yeah,
let's just say, so I'm trying to grasp this whole situation. So you're her boyfriend, right? And she's giving you criticism about you as a masculine man. And she told you that when you try to be masculine, she pauses it so she doesn't end up laughing. And then you said what? What did you say to that?
When I first heard that, I was like, you ain't ready to play with me like that. Like,
You ain't ready to play with me like that.
That's what you
said? Wait, hold on. Let's go to the root of the problem. Let's not get mad at her for giving you an observation. Let's go to the root of the problem. Are you comfortable being the way you are?
I'm comfortable with myself and me focusing on myself and just
You can't be because when she said that to you, you got defensive.
Felt some kind of way.
Well, And you know what? In that moment, I felt that, like, I was mad, but I wasn't mad because I told myself mentally that she's saying this for a reason, and I can't be mad because if a girl's saying it, that must mean it's really true. And
listen, my college friends. Gut everything you just said out, and guess what? If you were comfortable in yourself, it wouldn't even matter. I mean, a girl could come up to me and tell me I look like an alien. A girl could come up to me and tell me I'm the cutest man in the room.
Yep.
A girl could tell it to me, oh, you look kind of feminine. A girl could come up to me and say, you look very masculine. And it wouldn't make a difference.
Don't give a fuck. Give no fucks.
So you already said something without saying something when you said your response to her when she said that to you, which you didn't even see coming because you thought you were saying, oh, why are you playing with me like that? It don't even matter because she said what she said. She made an observation. I mean, playing with you or not, it was an observation. And then I asked you, are you comfortable with the way you are? If you feel like you're not very masculine or you're very soft or you're very, are you comfortable with the way you are? Or do you
feel
trying to be more masculine? Because she even said that. You even said that she said that. That when you try to be masculine, she laughs because she knows it's fake.
Just be myself. Because I kind of said that. And like,
you are being yourself. That's the problem. You are being yourself. There's nobody else you can be but yourself. And that's what you're trying to be something that you're not. Okay. She told you you're not masculine, so because she told you that, shout out to D with the super chat. We appreciate it, brother. The problem is you're actually following her lead now because you're trying to justify yourself to her. You feel some kind of way about it because you called into the show because of what she said. So is she's leading the relationship, you think? You think she's leading you?
How about this, though? Could you call her and be like,
don't you ever say it,
tell me every time,
mm-hmm.
describe any time I've lacked masculinity or you felt I wasn't the most masculine, I wasn't in my frame, as not my frame, but as it wasn't in my skin as a man.
You said, like,
could
you want to call her?
Could you be open enough and humble enough to ask her to analyze you and give you a review of yourself?
Right now, on the show, right now? Because I can.
Well, yeah, we'll be quiet. We just need to find out why she said that you're not a man, in her opinion. Why would she say that? She has to have a reason behind it.
All right, she spent a year and 3 months with you. She knows you somewhat.
She has a good observation, so go ahead and ask her, you know, what is it about me where you feel like I'm not a man? Just go ahead and click over and ask her. Call her and ask her real quick, okay?
But you have to be ready to be open enough to hear this. You can't go, girl, stop playing with me like that. Because then you might try to call out her name to save face and
don't
try to cover
her. Yeah, right. Don't try to man.
You ain't got to impress nobody, bro.
There's no badness. We got you covered. Ready?
Okay, so I'm going to call her and I'm going to be like,
hey. Yeah, you take 10 seconds. Just ask her what, you know, we were talking about the other day when you said that I'm not a man. Well, what are the things what made you think that? Is it something that I'm doing or is it something I said? What made you say what you said?
And guess what? Okay. She may be shocked because this might be the first masculine thing you've ever done.
For real. Okay.
All right.
You gotta listen. Listen, I'm listening. I don't like the way I responded. You know, I got very defensive with you and all you were trying to do was tell me about myself because you spent quite some time with me and you know me. And, you know, I apologize for misusing that and not appreciating you trying to tell me about myself and better me as a man. But let's expand on that now.
Yeah.
And let's go deeper on that. Can you take that and describe it more?
Right. So it should take less than 10 seconds to call her since you know her for years, so you do know her number. So go ahead and click over.
Okay.
And you should be back in less than 10 seconds because I'm sure you got her on speed dial. So just
go
ahead. What?
So... Phone so, I'm what? Calling you on is my phone, but I got an iPad. I could, like, FaceTime right now.
Wait.
Yeah, FaceTime on the iPad, then we can hear.
We can hear FaceTime? Okay.
It's on speaker.
All right, well, go ahead. We'd listen. Go ahead. Go ahead and do your thing. We'll be quiet.
All right.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Okay.
Hello? Where you at? All right, so real quick, I just want to tell you that I know the day when you said that, when you said I don't be the way, I don't be masculine, I want to apologize and tell you that I was inconsiderate about you telling me about myself, and I want you to know that I appreciate you telling me about myself, and as though we've been together so long. So now I wanna go a little bit deep on that, and I want to ask you, like, at what are some things that really makes it, whereas though what are some points that I'm not really acting masculine or trying to be masculine?
We can't hear.
Are you gonna call her? Just tell her you're gonna call her. I'm gonna call you back. My phone's acting up. I'm gonna call you right back.
Hold on, my phone right down. I'm gonna call you right back.
Call you right back.
All right.
You call her on the phone and then merge the call.
The
iPad not working.
The iPad ain't working and shit, man.
Just call her on the phone and then merge it. We'll be
call her on the phone and merge it.
Because we couldn't really hear her.
Y'all ain't here. Did y'all hear me when I was talking or not?
Yes,
we heard you. I'm just saying,
call her on the phone and merge it
so we can hear everything.
We couldn't hear her, but you did it.
You did good. So go ahead and call her now.
Call her on this phone, then merge it. We'll be quiet.
Well, I'm not going to lie. Stop.
Just do it, please. Can you just do it? I know she started crying. You talk to her and tell her to tell you where she saw you as not being a man, okay? That's all. Go ahead and click over and let it. Go ahead and do it.
Come on, Brody. We got you. You're about to learn right now. It's a moment for you.
Right. We'll be quiet.
We're going to be quiet.
Callers, we got y'all.
Can you hear me? You sound low.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but you sound low.
Yeah, I think there's something wrong with my AirPods.
You sound loud. You sound clear now.
Huh?
You sound clearer now.
Yeah, I think there's something wrong with my AirPods.
So, yeah, I wanted to go a little bit deep on that when you said that, and just tell me sometimes when you think I was being masculine or not being myself in ways that you didn't really like.
Well, I'm not going to get too into it now, but I am going to be up for a while because I did take one of your pills.
Okay.
We definitely can talk about it tonight. And then also too, tomorrow. So I don't have to worry about getting up early tomorrow. We can definitely go into it a lot tonight.
Okay.
I love you so much.
I love you too. I'm looking forward to it. I'm gonna call you in back in a little bit. I'm finishing doing some homework. Things like that.
Okay.
Okay.
He just hung up the phone. All right, let's get to area code 703. 703. Oh, I know, my God. Jesus Christ. 703, then 214. 713, what's your question, brother? Sorry for the wait. What's up?
Not even a kid.
What's up, sir?
Like now. We can talk about this shit right now. Fuck that pill. Get that pill out your hand. I'm sorry. 703, what's up, brother?
My main question is, how do you stop having like procrastination and lack of ambition and stuff like that?
And in what field? As in far as what, sir?
Like going for what you want, in sort of.
What do you want?
I wanted to do many different things, like content creating or like enlisting. I'm about to enlist, and then content creating. and stuff like that.
Okay, how old are you, young man?
I'm 17.
Okay, so okay, you I understand you're enlisting. You say you, but I don't understand the question. Like you,
let me think. You're thinking about what you
like
think.
I got you.
You're thinking about what you think you should want. What you want and what you're doing are conflicting with each other. Your actions are not matching your desire or your goal. There's a reason for that.
Yeah.
That reason probably comes from the fact that you're not as serious about what you want as you think you are. Even though you could sit there and think about it every day and be miserable that you're not getting it, and it even becomes more depressing when you don't get what you want and you're just fighting for it, you feel like you're trying so hard. But it's ultimately a switch, a bullshit or no bullshit kind of thing to where you do or you don't. And this is why Steve doesn't like the word trying. I don't, like, what is trying? You are or you're not.
Mm-hmm.
So anything of, I slept early, or I said I'm going to do it tomorrow, and, you know, do you think that the person who has what you want thinks like this? Oh, I'm going to just do it tomorrow, and then if I feel like doing it, and then maybe I can, I'm looking for the motivation, and motivation comes and goes. Emotions come and go.
Yeah.
You need to be solid in order to get what you want every day, all the time. And it's not easy unless you become the type of person where it's normal. It's normal for me to get up off of low hours of sleep. It's normal for me to do it when I don't feel like doing it. It's normal for me to feel comfortable with being uncomfortable. It's normal for me to stay consistent, work harder, keep working harder, and keep pushing to new levels. That's normal for me. It's not normal for me to sit on my ass and lay down and watch this show and binge watch this and ignore all my problems and ignore my goals. That's not normal for me, but at some point in time, it probably was. So what is normal for you? You need to set your new normal. And on all levels of your life, I mean, even from, you know, like Steve said, you reading this book for an hour and a half because you do the audio book so you could do what you're doing at the same time. I'm telling you, the extent, y'all don't understand the extent of what it takes on all levels.
All right, caller. Well, we got to grab some other calls. Do you have anything else real quick, brother?
No, that was all.
All right, well, good job and good luck for
you. That was a good message.
Okay, stand up, young man. Good call, sir. All right, let's get to air code 214, then 909. 214, what's up, sir?
Yo, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. We can kind of hear you a little bit. But...
y'all can kind of hear me? Give me one second. I'm going to plug in these earbuds so y'all can hear me a little bit better.
909-708-417, y'all in line, and 317-714, we got a bunch of y'all, so be patient, we'll get y'all. Go ahead, 214, what's up?
All right, man, first off, before I even get to speaking, how y'all been today, man?
Oh, we're men, we're good. What's your question, what's up?
Still again?
Yeah, I've been watching the channel for a minute now, and I'm not even worried about all the women and all that. I'm more worried about as far as career, and I want to do things in the music industry. I want to break goals and all that, but I want to exactly, I just want some advice on some additional ways that I can go about breaking that barrier.
What barrier?
That barrier of, I don't want to say necessarily success, but of that balancing act between your own personal life, your business life, and getting all that in. Because you all have so much more experience than me.
How old are you?
Right?
How old are you?
I'm 16. I'm a sophomore, but I'm graduated early, so I just tell everybody I'm a junior. Save some time.
Well, young man, you got to have to... Okay, the internet has provided you an easier way than it used to be back in the day. Back in the day, you would have to travel and other stuff. So do you have your SoundCloud together? You know how to arrange, compose, produce. You know how to mix.
Oh, yeah. That's all I do. I work with the school on doing guitar work, on composing the plays and all that for the music.
That's all. Well, that's what I spend my time
doing. What do you
do
as far as going to rap battles and things like that?
As for, hey, I'm not a rapper. I'm just now getting comfortable with my vocals. Like just today, I had to go to a little thing for my audition, and I'm not comfortable with my vocals. I haven't sang at all.
Are you a DJ?
No, I'm a guitarist. Pianist.
Okay,
I compose. That's what I do.
Okay, you're
yes,
not a rapper. I'm sorry. I apologize.
I'm a musician.
Okay, you're a musician. Well, as a musician, I think you need to go to a music school or some place where they can teach you more about your craft, and then they can give you jobs there.
Of course, of course. Yeah, man,
take the uncontrollable drag that you feel pulling you, and then grab it completely. And only you know what that is for you. Everybody is different. You know, Steve Jobs might have dropped out of college.
Mm-hmm.
I might have stayed up late to keep streaming or post that next video. And everybody has their that thing that just is uncontrollable. They can't fight it if they try. They cannot sleep on it, get over it, forget it. It's a pull. Grab it completely, and whatever comes with it, comes with it. And that could be staying after school to practice. That could be asking around to get in somebody's band. That could be trying to make sure you get to a concert and internship under another guitarist. That could be going to the school and trying to get it. I don't give a fuck what it looks like.
Yeah,
exactly.
No, I was saying, I see, like, when I go on YouTube sometimes to look at it, I do it to watch Madden stuff or whatever, but when I go on YouTube, I see young guys or women that have guitars that usually, like, play YouTube guitars to, like, rap songs and stuff like that, have hundreds and thousands of guitars, or they teach, listen, there's something else you can do. Think about doing YouTube on showing younger people how to play the guitar. I mean, those are ways to draw people in to be able to start something, man. There's always a way.
So I'm getting some of this really tapping to the social media aspects that we have.
You got
now,
you, yeah.
And That is what I've been starting to do. But at this point, honestly, like I've been talking to everybody else, I know Stevie Ray Vaughan started off when he was 15 just sneaking into bars, just playing it. I'm
right
at that point right now. I'm ready to get started.
The young man.
That's what he did.
Right. That's what he did. Remember, there was no YouTube or internet at that time.
He's not
true,
and you're not him.
Yeah, it's a whole different ball game what he did. What I'm saying is, I told you, and I'll look it up right now. I'll go on YouTube and I'll just type in guitar lessons or guitar playing, and there are people that just get on YouTube and strum the guitar and talk to the audience, or they show their skills and what they can do by playing certain songs and showing them the chords of the songs, or they teach people how to do it. So you're not maximizing what you're doing. You're too busy talking to people telling you about Stevie Ray Vaughan versus you going on YouTube and creating your own stuff, man. Fuck Stevie Ray Vaughan. I mean, you know what I mean? Shit.
Write your own book.
Yeah, man. Come on.
Yeah. And that's the other thing I've got for you, Ty.
Real quick.
Yes, sir.
Let me explain with that, because I write poetry. I used to sell poetry. I used to do poetry for women and stuff, right? All right, so, but my problem was before the internet, I was selling out of the trunk. I only had access to a small little area, just like Stevie Ray Vaughan going in those little clubs and shit. Small little area. You have access to whoever is connected when you get on YouTube. So that's why you need to forget about the bars right now. The bar scene, get in the bar of YouTube and start playing there, brother.
Yeah. And as far as building image and reputation, that's what I've got a lot from Ty in 48 North of Power that I've been reading. Was like all your videos on Prince and the quote that you got from Art of Seduction, which was every opportunity is a means to seduce other people, not on a sexual level, but just as talking and communicating with people. So I've been taking that into heart a lot more as I've just been kind of networking and getting out there and trying to make stuff happen.
But you're not networking and getting out there because you're not doing anything. You're just talking. And look, remember, your fingers should be doing the talking, not you.
Of course.
less talky-talky, more stringy-stringy, more using your fingers and stuff, all right?
Can't put it better, no better myself.
Okay, young man, we got it. Well, good luck to you, okay? Stay out of them bars.
Yes,
like
sir.
Okay? All right, young man, we'll throw you in there. Air code 909 and 708, sir. 909, how can we help you?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir. We can hear you.
Okay, cool. So, I'm going to make it quick, but so I'm only 20 years old. You feel me? I'm trying to be a philanthropist. I am a philanthropist, to be honest. And I'm in this stage of my life right now. I forex trade / cryptocurrency trade. So I'm trying to be like, I'm working towards becoming a seven-figure earner within the next 18 months, you know. And I'm putting in the work. I know you've been grilling people, but I put in the work every day, you know, every single day. I haven't been on social media since.
Yeah,
but my question is, how do I build my image up to not even build my image, but how do I achieve my goals? I don't even feel comfortable telling shawties about my goals because I don't want them riding the wave, you feel me? I'm still trying to fuck with shawties.
Wait. Are you making six figures right now?
No.
Okay, so let's back all this stuff up that you're saying, okay? Let's back it all up. Let's,
okay.
Let's back that shit up. Yo.
All right, for sure.
What does your image have to do with cryptocurrency? If cryptocurrency, what is that? The two don't even sound like they connect. Why are you bringing?
Do you know you may walk past eight-figure people every day?
And you don't even know it.
Type shit. Okay, I feel what you're saying. So
your average millionaire isn't right. Ben Simmons or LeBron James.
I'm feeling what y'all saying. Right now, I feel like I can't really, you know, like get into a relationship.
Wait. You started with crypto. Okay, listen. Stop talking to us about cryptocurrency and trying to fluff us up with your real question. Your real question is you ain't got no goddamn game, man. All that crypto shit.
No, I got game.
Okay,
I
then.
I got game, bro.
Oh, man, here man, we
I,
go
I,
again.
I'm not here to flex, bro.
But no,
I was just asking a question.
Okay, sir. Okay, no, listen to me. Listen. What you have to understand is you're talking to two people who have game, and game recognizes game, okay? So you don't.
I just want you to put yourself in our shoes. So you came in a call and said, you know, I'm a philanthropist. I'm about to be making eight figures in 18 months. And then you said, I don't feel comfortable telling women my goals because I don't want them to ride my wave. Where is this going?
No game.
I'm trying to figure out what the punchline is.
No game.
Well, I mean, I just feel like I can't really get into no relationship or really just really fuck with shawties because I feel like they like.
They like what? What are they? Tell us, what are they?
What is what?
No, you say you can't get into a relationship with these shawties because they are, you didn't push it. What are they?
Because I feel like what's the point of me getting in a relationship if I'm finna be out and about, you know, really soon meeting shawties from all over, you know, from Miami and ATL.
How are you living so ahead of yourself?
I don't know, right? He's so ahead of me.
I mean, God damn.
Yeah, I know it's kind of crazy. It is crazy.
Really,
ahead of myself. And I know I sound a little crazy, but shit, you know. I'm not really tripping. I'm open to, you know, all criticism.
Brother, you're not even making six figures, so please stop this seven-figure stuff, number one. Number two, I'm going to tell you why you're going to be meat, because what does what you're doing have to do with the fact that you don't even know how to manage women or handle yourself to handle women, dog? Because it's odd you're saying, well, I can't get in a relationship because it sounds like you want to get in a relationship on one hand, but on the other hand, you're trying to make an excuse why you can't because you haven't even told us what is rubbing the shawties. What are they doing to you? You haven't even answered that question. What are they doing to you?
Type shit. Yeah, well, I mean, they're not really doing, like, they're not, I mean, they're not, like, harming me or nothing, bro. I mean, I just,
what
it's
is
more
it?
Of what I can't do.
I don't know.
I can't really, I can't invest.
What are they, okay, we can't read your mind. We can't read your mind. So can you please articulate the statement that you made about the shoddies? What are they doing?
Yeah. I mean, can I just feel like I can't, like, truly get into, a, like, a whole relationship? I low-key want to get into a relationship, but I feel like I can't. Because what's the point if...
Because you ain't got no game. I wouldn't do it if I was you right now. Because you get fucked up.
I mean, you could call it what it is. I mean, if
but
you
I
feel
am
like I don't have game.
I think
I mean,
the most important
I'm not here to tell you if I have game or not.
You got Icarus,
I mean,
bro. Like,
that sounds cool.
But, sir, I'm not trying to be mean.
What planet do you live on?
I know. He must be living on, like, I don't know, Smurf land or some shit. I don't know, but like, call her.
What planet do you live on where you get to put? I don't even get, like, this is like manifesting on crack, bro. This is like,
yeah, man.
I mean, you came here because, you said you're a philanthropist, you know, you pushing, you know, we want to push 8 figures in 18 months. And I'm like, well, are you making 6 figures at first?
He said no.
5, 4, 3, maybe? Like, so what you got to realize is you're not even, you got to live in the moment, but not for the moment.
Mm-hmm.
You got to live in the moment, but I don't live for the moment.
Yeah, I'm not that guy right now. I feel like I'm not that guy.
You're not living in the moment or for the moment. You're like, bro, you got to come back to the ground. You got
to come
back to the ground.
I feel what you're saying, Todd. I feel you.
Because then
you
start making 6 figures, 7 figures, 8 figures, 9 figures, 10 figures, 11 figures. And you still have some sort of conflict between what you want to do with women. That's wasted hesitation. I know exactly what I'm going to do, when I'm going to do it, how I'm going to do it, and who I'm going to do it with whenever that happens. Hesitation is the biggest killer of all goals. And if you're still hesitating with women, that's 24 hours that next 8-figure, 9-figure, 7-figure, 6-figure earner is not wasting.
Wow.
But you're still over there saying, well, I don't know if I want to be in a relationship with her or not. Oh, you could be using that time way differently.
He chooses not to.
You're right, bro. I fuck with my nigga Ty, bro. I fuck with you, bro. I don't know your other name. I don't know who you are, bro. I fuck with you, too, though.
I don't know my name either. But what I'm saying is to you is that what we're doing is we're trying to get you to stop saying. See, anybody can say anything. But your behavior is not lining up to what you're saying. So it's more like a daydream and a fantasy. But what's even worse is you keep saying things about women that just isn't true. Women are the easiest to get right now when you're an man. They don't want to be with nothing else. They'll settle with you, but they don't want to be with you because they don't want to have kids to get picked on in school. They don't want loser kids, and I'm sorry, they want the top grade man that in men, not that hypergamy stuff about her going left to right, all that bullshit. I'm talking about what I'm saying to you is, you got your eye on something you're like all over the place. On one thing, you're philanthropy, you're saying you're this, but you're not even that. Then you say you want women, but you ain't got none. But you say, I don't want a relationship because you're making excuses. It's a lot of feminine. So we got to fix that, okay, caller?
All right, bet, my guy. I appreciate it, man.
All right, much love to you, man.
Randomness.
Yeah, we got it. All right, next up, area code 708. 708, you're up, sir. 417 next. 708 going once. 708 going twice. All right, area code 417, you're up, then 317. 417, what's up, sir? How can we help you?
Hello, how are you guys doing?
We're good, sir. We can hear you. What's up?
Wait, your name is Steve? Is it Steve or Steve-O?
You call my woman. I used to get in trouble. My dad used to call me Steven, but you can call me Steve. What's up?
All right. About what age did you become enlightened or aligned with yourself?
Well, I wouldn't say aligned. It was when I was young, I was always questioned. I just don't take things at face value. I was lucky enough to have thought. I don't know where it came from. Well, I guess I want to be like my dad. My dad is an asshole. So if you go, if you want to see me, okay. You go to Fox News, look up Ted Williams, you'll see my dad. He's a fucking asshole. But I wanted to be like my dad. My dad was a ladies' man. He had personality, and I wanted to be like him. He started calling me Little Ted. So, but that was my personality. But through, because I'm like Leo, and I'm stubborn as hell. I come from two stubborn parents, very stubborn. So I didn't take what people said as truth. Well, the first truth that broke me was Christmas. I thought there was a Santa Claus. Till that one day I had to go in the closet, and I saw these presents in there. What the fuck is this, right? So I saw that. So I was like, well, if they're going to lie to me about Santa Claus, what else are they lying to me about? So then I just started questioning everything.
Anything influence your questioning, your personality of questioning things?
Well, I'm sorry. Wait, speak up. We can't hear you. What'd you say, sir?
Do you think anything, what influenced your personality of like questioning things?
Me. Oh, wait, before I go, but I want to it's two people on this panel. So wait, before I go to that one, let's get to T. T, when did you start, when was your enlightening moment? When were you enlightened real quick, T, on your own, T?
I mean, whether I was aware of it or not, I always just been naturally like super hard-headed,
yeah,
and rebellious.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Whether it was being in school and getting in trouble in school,
yeah,
at home and getting in trouble at home, going outside and doing dumb, crazy shit that could probably risk my life outside.
Yeah,
I was an untamable bull.
Yeah,
an untamable wild horse or something like that, and that. See, my behavior as a child was a representation of my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not at that age I could probably consume or even think deep thoughts, my behavior reflected the fact that the rules that are given to me and how I'm taught to be and think never was something I was willing to accept, whether it was behaviorally, whether it was through punishment. I mean, my mom would tell you, she probably tell you she did every punishment in the book. I mean, it got so bad, I stopped getting my ass whooped. I mean, I had to, like, my uncles had to get resourceful with me because there was no way to just, that bad behavior was a representation of my mind. I'm the same way mentally.
Yes.
I'm not going to listen to what you tell me. I'm not going to just take what you say and run with it. I'm not just going to follow these rules and these codes and these, who the fuck is you?
Yeah, who the fuck
is
you?
So me being bad as shit and getting in trouble and being so rebellious is just how my mind always was. See, now it's much more sophisticated, and I can use it in a way where I direct it to unlock other people's minds.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because I never got put in the cage that society puts people in when they're growing up.
Absolutely. So what's your other question, my brother? Speak up a little bit so we can hear
you. First off, I would like to say that I think that's an amazing thing you're doing, an amazing talent that you have to really unlock or make people see something in themselves or...
But, hey, you know what's so crazy?
Yeah, right,
you're no different than us. You're no different than us.
That is true.
No different than
us. I'm 16, by the way, so...
Oh, no, that's fine, young man. Yeah, but no, I understand what you're saying, but...
I'm blossoming right now.
No, but I'm saying that, yeah, but don't look at it as amazing. It just is. This is what men are. We're amazing to people who are not amazing, but when you're amazing, you understand more. So we're not amazing. We're just men. But what makes us seem amazing is because of the thought process that we have that you don't have yet. So, and I'm saying don't box it in like that, because a lot of young men will see these cult figures across the street that may be amazing by saying, follow me. You know, hey, I lost my dog, get in this van type thing, you know what I mean, and let y'all little kids don't do that shit.
Yeah.
But no, I'm just saying, you know. So, but what's your other question though? Because we have a bunch of calls, buddy. What's your other question?
My final question is basically, whenever I'm starting to get into anything new,
mm-hmm.
I tend to go online and look up, like running, for example. You know, let's say the average person runs around 8 to 9 minutes. So I also looked up a professional, and they ran in under 5 to 4 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So I tend to, like, go online and
caller. Caller.
I'm young. I don't know my limits.
Wait, caller. You're limiting yourself.
You're not going to find your limits online.
You're not
looking at
your,
someone else.
Yes. That's why we are so amazing motherfuckers. We're about to say the same thing. You're limiting yourself by going online to set limitations. Instead of going online, go outside and start running and start timing yourself and go off of that marker versus somebody else who did a bunch of other things. You don't know what they did to get where they're at.
And before you even go outside, you got to go inside, bro, because the main thing when you're trying to separate yourself from the herd and be different, as different as you can be, only as different as you can be in your own way, you have to get used to not seeing common things in other people because they think like others. They think like themselves. They think like the crowd. You should want to be different. You should know that you're going to provide something that you can't find and then be able to stand on it and trust it, not to look for somebody to. And that's why validation is your biggest downfall, because you're looking for somebody to tell you you're doing you right and you're doing you wrong and you should be doing it this way and that way. And what you do when you do that is you just copy them and trust them with yourself more than you trust yourself with yourself. It's the simplest way I can put it.
Okay. Well, yeah, and listen, don't be down on
that.
Listen, no, young man, you're doing a good job. It's just you got your compass a little bit to the left. Just listen, you don't know. You could be the fastest one out of the people you're even looking at. You just don't know. So don't automatically assume because you see it online. Because remember, there used to be a saying on the internet, young man, just because it's on the internet, it means that it's real. That used to be it when the internet first kicked off. Because it's on the internet, it's got to be real because it's on the internet. Not even true. So don't go to look at that and look at another man or look at somebody else and judge yourself off of that person. Start to judge yourself off of yourself and start to work and craft your speed and your time. Okay?
You know, I just realized the funny thing is that those first two questions that I asked Steve was kind of oriented or revolved around that second question. You know, it's kind of me gauging of what age you
we do
it for.
Yes. Okay. Well,
again,
we'll
thank
you. All right. Well, good job and good luck to you on your run, sir, on trying to run and everything. Area code 317, then 714 under that, and 601, then 251-832. We got a bunch of guys waiting. So 317, what's up, brother? How can we help you?
What's up? Y'all can hear me, right?
Yes, hold on. Wait, everybody, 2 minutes to go. So what we got to do, we got 13 in the queue. So if you're not in the queue in 2 minutes, we'll get everybody done in the queue, and then we'll open the lines back up again, okay, just to let y'all guys know. So all you guys that are waiting in the queue, don't worry, we're going to get to each and every one of you. Then once we get to you, we'll open the lines back up again. So if you want to get in now, it's you got under a minute to about a minute to go right now to call in to get in the queue. But once we get to the callers, we'll open. Okay, so go ahead, 317, you're up, sir. What's up?
What are some habits that y'all developed that may or increase y'all effectiveness as a, you know, or transforms y'all mind?
Oh, my song. Oh, man, it's a song. It's my favorite song. Me, 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 my, I. Best song ever. Best song ever. It's my song. Me. Me, 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 I, my. I can even rap that. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's what I did. That was mine. But T, what say you, brother?
Listen, I got into the habit of checking in with myself.
Yes.
What could we do better today? What do we need to do today? And what do we want to do today? Yep. All leaning towards what my ultimate goal is.
Yes.
And complementing that as much as I can, and fulfilling God's plan.
All right, that makes sense.
Okay.
I got one more.
Sure.
What does it take to win? What is the winner's mentality? What does it take?
Well, it takes going beyond your limit. You got to go beyond your limitation. But it's not what it takes to win. You're already a winner. See, you're looking at you're already won. You got to the egg. You made it to the egg. That made you a winner, okay? So do you actually need to know what it takes to win when you already did what it took to get to the egg and win?
No.
T, what do you what say you on that?
I mean, winning comes with being a winner. So, like, that, the part of that is, like, it already gets boring. I want to know how I can lose. And I can beat my loss before it even happens as a loss. And then I'm now, the bar is set so high that by the time the mistake comes or by the time that trial or tribulation comes to when it's really a challenge, it already was predicted.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you. I appreciate both of you.
I appreciate you too, young man. Stand up, man. Okay, guys, again, lines are down right now, guys, so hold on. We got to go through mm-hmm. everybody. And once we get through everybody, we'll do it. Shout out to 3K. Appreciate the super chat right there. Let's go to next 714, then 601. 714, what's your question, man? What's up?
Hey, Steve. Hey, Taekwondo. Yeah, Steve, I just had to call up. You know, I'm a regular listener. I just wanted to say this show is one of the best I've heard. Seriously, with the guy calling his girlfriend and stuff, kudos to him. It's, I mean, it was like right in front of us. It was almost like I could almost hear his balls dropping. Congratulations to him. I love it. Great show. But anyway, I just wanted to reaffirm something with a lot of the younger guys who are calling, that they cannot be afraid of failure in this life, and they cannot be afraid of doing uncomfortable things, and they're going to fail. Failure is part of the whole process. Don't be discouraged by it. Thomas Edison, who invented the light bulb, it took him 10,000 times, so he failed 9,999 times. What if he would have stopped at try 9,999? We might not have electricity or the light bulb. So what say you guys? What say you before you toss me back in?
Shit, even if, Tom, if we didn't have no light, I'd light my own damn self. So.
But no, I love it.
But even still, when he was interviewed about it, he told the guy I didn't fail that many times. I successfully found the wrong way.
Yeah.
So even then,
yep.
So it's like even the loss or the failures are, I mean, it's just a weak mentality.
Okay.
It is.
All right. We'll throw you back. Thank you, brother. All right.
Thank you, brother.
I thank you. 601, then 251 next. 601, what's up?
All right, so y'all talk about winning and all this failing stuff. So my question is it healthy or unhealthy to beat yourself up?
Is it healthy? I mean, beat yourself up in what way? Just kicking your own ass for not doing something?
Nah, like say you failed something and it sucks. So
what is that something? What is that something? What's the something?
Say you was talking to a girl and she like walked off in the middle of you
that's
trying
not
to
a get her. Wait, that's a perk. We're talking about something important. I thought you were talking about something important. You're talking about a girl? Wait, you're talking about a girl?
Nah, I'm just talking about like not that, but like just in general, like when you fail something, do you beat yourself up? Is that a
good
way?
You know what a failure and a loser is? Okay, I don't think you know what a failure and a loser is, and I think you got it all wrong. You didn't fail or lose by her walking away from you. That's not make you a failure or a loser. You're a failure and a loser when you look at that girl, you want to talk to her, but you sit on the sideline and don't do anything. See, unfortunately, young man,
yes.
Her saying no has nothing to do with you. It's none of your business. Her walking away, she's allowed to walk away from you. She's allowed not to talk to you. So why does that make you a failure when she's allowed to do whatever she wants to do, sir?
Because why did you walk up to him in the first place? If you knew she was going to walk away, why did
you? Well, you can't, wait, can you read her mind?
No.
Wait, you're right. No. You can't. You don't know. Do you know?
That's
do you,
probably why she walked away. She could feel that this guy thought he was some sort of fortune-telling god or something like that. And when he talked to her, it's like, oh, what the hell is this guy's weird vibe?
Or staring at her a long time. Probably staring at her a long time and then doing it. Yeah, you
nah,
peeking in the sneaky peeks.
Nah, but like the simple thing is you don't play the
rubbing branches
off his shirt.
Get poison ivy and shit with bitch. Good.
Wait.
But like, girl.
Hey, we getting up itching and stuff. He was like, damn.
No way, y'all.
Come on, rolling. Rolling on the floor. Oh, excuse me, man.
Yeah, I'm
Hey, dog, you know, piece like this guy, right? He's all in the window, huh? He's all in the window looking at him, wasn't you? Try to peek at him.
How you do all that? Nah, I ain't gonna do all that. I ain't
okay, so she walked away. So what? Does that give you a? Do you become an honor roll student because she walked away?
No.
You get extra Halloween candy?
No, you don't get nothing. Well, you don't get nothing.
Right, exactly. So why do you care?
Because it's like you play to win. You don't play to lose.
Your level of lose and win is the bar is set too low to the ground. That's not even enough for me. Even if she doesn't walk away when I get her and I do get her number and it's successful, I didn't win yet. The game ain't even started yet.
Wait, so you only win when you go to the gulag? When you take her to the gulag?
No, not just fucking her physically, not just actually fucking her. It's much, the levels of the win is different. It's when I know I got her. It's when I know I touched her soul. The body's just going to come. The body is there. The body was there when I approached her. I could have fucked the first night probably. You know what I'm saying? So it's levels to your win or your loss. And then, you know, speaking on what Steve talks about, the loser is the one who can't approach her, the one who's sitting on the sideline, sitting on his hands and is afraid to do it. That's because that man has no control over himself or his fears. His life is out of control, and he thinks the loss is, well, damn, she was going to reject me. No, your loss is that you're a loser. You're losing all the time with that kind of mentality. But you're a winner. This just comes with the game. LeBron's going to shoot whether he knows the shot is going to go in or not, whether it's the side of the rim, the top of the board, it cashes out. That the win ain't come yet. I mean, you want another example outside of approaching this woman. Even Kobe was in the finals, and then he was up 2-0 in the series. And then, you know, that famous part where the interviewer was like, well, Kobe, what's going on? You're not smiling or anything. Why aren't you smiling? You're not happy. You're up 2-0 in the series. And Kobe said, what's there to be happy about? We ain't finished. We ain't done yet. The job's, in other words, there to be happy about. Job's not done. So why do you think winning one game in the series, winning two games in the series, three games in the series, hitting the shot, well, that's not a win to me. The job's not done. That's a part of what happens when I'm outside.
Yeah, so you're saying that's just a battle and a war, just a little small thing. So it's already won by just walking up to her.
I believe you have. If I walk up to a woman, I don't care about the end result because the end result will never define me. See, what's happening to you, the end result is defining you. When she walks away, you define the walk away.
Say a woman, the end result does not define
you. The end result never defines you. That's why I was telling you it's none of your business what she does. I mean, she's allowed to say yes, no, or walk away. Listen, that's her right to do that. But it doesn't make me feel stupid. It doesn't make me feel bad. It doesn't make me feel like a loser because I don't lose because I bet on myself. When I am walking over there, I'm making a mental bet of how easy I'm going to pull this one. That's all I'm thinking about is me. I'm me. And I'm making her day. She's lucky that I'm coming up to her. And guess what? Even if I go up to her and I got a boyfriend and she walks away, I'm good. Okay. Next. I don't care at all. Okay,
well, I did that, and I just found excuses. I just found excuses not to walk up to nobody. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, wait, real quick.
She got a body on.
Okay, I'll be the chick at the locker room.
chewing her gum. Okay, you can't believe it. You watch the Drake. Okay, what'd you say to the chick? What'd you say to her?
Yeah, how did the heck? Why did she walk away?
Yeah, what did you say to her?
She was going to the counter. She was at Walmart.
And what'd you say to her?
I was like, hey, what's your name? She was like, Caitlin or something like that. I said, where you from? She said, Memphis. I was like, okay, Memphis. And then she was walking and talking. I wasn't going to walk with her.
Okay, but is it any of your business where she's from? Why do you care where she's from?
So she was walking and talking. Why you ain't tell her to come here?
I should have been like, hey, stop. That's
so
crazy.
You just
I
let her walk and talk away?
I think
yeah, so cool. What I supposed to do? Like, walk with her? Chase her? I'll tell her to come
here. I'm not telling you to follow and stalk anybody, but if she wants to stay, she will stay when you ask her to stay.
Yeah, but you got to work on your approach or put in your
beard. Because I don't, yeah, she should have already been turned around facing you or something. Like, it's, like.
Okay. All right, caller. I want you to think about this before we let you go. Every woman is like music, okay? So you have your acoustic, you got your pop, your rock, your goth, your metal, your hip-hop, your soul, your house, techno, technicore, jazz, and blues. Women are different. So when you walked up to her and said, what did you say, hey girl, what did you say? How did you say it to her? What did you say to her?
I said, I just asked her for her name. What's her name?
What's your name? And how old are you?
21.
Okay. Most women your age love maturity. When you say, well, what's your name? That's high school, junior high preferably, but it's probably around junior high. So when you're saying, what's your name? You're not even given a proper introduction to a woman that is looking for maturity in you. The reason she walked off because she's not, I'm not a wish your name kind of girl. You want to know why? Because you know the judgment you put on her? Because you thought she was a what's your name kind of girl. You thought she was easy or she wasn't about shit. So she took it the wrong way. She said, you can't talk to me like that. I got value.
You just jump straight in there like that.
Yeah, you can't jump straight in there. You're too old to be like, yo, what's up, baby? Yo, mama, hey, girl. I'll let that pass in high school. But when you get into the Serengeti, you can't talk to him that way, big guy.
Man, I got so much to learn.
Proper introduction.
Yeah, it's a very, very, very proper. A very proper introduction. yes, it's
very dapper, man.
Very dapper. Very dapper. And never ask a woman.
Y'all be saying,
what's up?
Y'all be saying avoid small talk, you know what I'm saying? Because you're just trying to get the number.
No, I don't. Why do you hate yourself? Wait, caller. Why do you hate yourself?
What?
You?
I don't hate my...
Okay, wait. You build things. Those who are like you have created things. You create worlds and kingdoms and universes in your mind. You were the first one to reach the egg out of a billion of people. And you want to pander for a number? Don't you think you should say, call me, because the world revolves around me? Well, not me, but you me. Not me, but you me. See, when you're like, well, I'm a man, but can I please have your number so I can blow up your phone and see, some women will give you a number to try to make men like Taekwondo and myself jealous. They'll play games with you. They'll here's your number. Or they want to feel good. Because Taekwondo maybe dumped her, right? And she needed some feel good. Here you come marching around. Okay, I'll give you my number just so she can give you the wrong number and screw you over. Don't even know that part of the game.
Or realizing how you move represents how you think of yourself.
Yes.
This is something that you learn to pick up and leave alone, even in your own approach. Except from telling the woman, hey, can I get your number versus I want you to give me a call. Put my number in your phone.
There you go. Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Because you might talk to a girl. You might say, can I get your number? She's like, well, I don't give my number out. I don't. Mm-hmm. Listen, you can have my, do whatever you want with it. Listen, I don't even give a fuck what you do with it. Take my number.
Exactly. Hey, throw it away. Give it to
That's a whole different type of sauce. Yeah.
But wait, it's not a whole different kind of man. No, it's a whole man. I'm saying, that's why it's amazing when you get around men, you hear some things. You never even knew that. But remember, in the game, there are things you know, there are things you don't know, then there are things you don't even know that you don't even know. So this is how deep the game is. Like she was always saying, it's levels to this. So you're learning something. As a 21-year-old young man, do not go into high school talking to a young girl that is looking for maturity. Okay? All right, man. We'll get to the next caller. All right, good call, man. All right, so we got seven more guys, and then we'll open the lines back up. We're getting them down, 251, then 832, then 852.
Come on.
Yeah, we got you. So go ahead, 251. What's up, brother?
Yo, what's good? Welcome to the dojo, baby.
What's your question, brother? How can we help you, brother?
I'm chilling, man. Well, I just had a question about, bro, like, basically my problem is, like, I be bird, like you say, Steve, all the time, I be fucking bird watching and just watching y'all talk about game. Like, how do I make the transition from bird watcher to being in the game?
Go over to your light switch and I'll show you.
I'm in my car right now. I ain't got to pay.
Okay. Is there a pen in front of you? What's in front of you?
I got a water bottle. I got my charger.
All right, let's grab the water. All right, let's do a water bottle. When I tell you to grab the water, pick up the water bottle and tell me you're picking up the water bottle. Then when I tell you to put it down, just tell me put it down. Put it down. All right, pick up the bottle.
Okay.
See, you've already failed. Failed student, because you got to listen. Now, what did I say? When I tell you to pick up the bottle, I'm just making this kindergarten. I tell you to pick up the bottle and say, I'm picking up the bottle. That's it. Okay?
All right, I'm picking up the bottle.
Okay, now put the bottle down.
Okay, I'm putting the bottle down.
Pick the bottle up one more time.
Okay, I'm picking up the bottle again.
And shake the bottle.
Shaking the bottle.
And put the bottle down.
Put the motherfucker down.
There you go. That's your answer. That's how easy it is.
Yep.
That's it. That's it. That's how easy it is. The difference is that you're the first time probably in your life, you're doing something that you say you want to do. And you're communicating with yourself versus just sitting there watching Ty and I seeing our successes and just keep scratching your head while you're laying down in the grass like T say, itching and shit and stuff. Or in the bushes, you know what I mean?
Staying
Yeah, man. How long you been watching us for and why aren't you doing what we're showing you? Why aren't you making moves?
I mean, I just feel like I ain't ready, bro. I don't know. How much
does it cost? What flavors do they come in? Because I want one. I want my own excuse fairy. How much do they cost? Because y'all have so many of them. I just want one. I don't even want the cereal. I just want an excuse fairy. Not even the cereal. Why do y'all keep making all these excuses, man?
You gotta just listen to what you tell yourself, bro. I'm like, literally just listen to yourself, talk to yourself. What are you telling yourself? I'm just not ready, man.
I'm just not good.
So you're just gonna roll into a ball and just not be ready until you are?
Nah, I'm gonna do it, bro. It's just, I wanna be prepared. That's what it is.
Wait, son, let me just wait. How are you prepared by sitting on your ass? How's that preparing you?
You develop a plan and then you execute.
As a surface dweller, of course. That's what you listen to this, but dude, do you ever hear us talk that way? Ever?
I'm my plan.
If you hear Taekwondo say I'm a loser and I just have no confidence, call the police. That's his cue for y'all guys to say there's somebody in his house robbing him. So, I mean, we don't talk that way. You have a plan of not doing anything, and it's working. The plan that you have is working.
So I'm working against myself instead of working with
you. Yeah, you're
listen to your plan. Your plan is I'm going to plan on being ready until I'm ready, and that's my plan.
Yep. Yeah, so you're in the middle of the ocean in a boat, poking holes in it, and then you're grabbing water from the outside of the ocean, dumping it in a boat. Then you're asking why the boat's sinking. That's your thinking. So you already have a plan. You already have a plan. Your plan is to be a surface dweller, dog. You're doing a great job at it. Damn, you're a master at that shit. You should get a PhD in that shit. You're so good at it.
All right. So I just got to stop poking holes in the boat, make a steel boat, and do the shit, basically.
Yeah, but you must find someone to teach you how to hammer and get the steel properly and design it right for yourself. You can't do it yourself. You just take a popsicle stick and just put that thing in the water and try to float on that. You grab an action figure, try to throw that thing on the side. Yeah, so, nah, man, you gotta get some game, brother. You're okay. You're doing the first step, but you've got to be a student of the game. Get with Taekwondo, get coaching. Get with me, get coaching. Because if you're not doing it, you're just like everybody else, bird watching. Just hey, laying right on your stomach with your feet kicked up and shit. Like the chickens.
Nah, that ain't me.
Yeah, hey, it is until it isn't, right? Come on. Right?
Nah, it can't be.
Says a guy poking the holes in the boat, right?
You're right. I'm going to get coaching. Fuck that. I can't
there
do that.
Go. Okay, I know. Come home. All right. So we're going. Respect to you. All right, next up we have, before we open the lines, we have 832 up next, 856-678. We got five more callers, guys, and we'll open the lines back up. 832, what's your question, sir? What's up?
I don't know, man.
Hello? So I was talking to this girl that I work with, and I, you know, put the bug in her ear.
Wait, sorry. I'm glad you don't like your job. Are you looking for a new job right now?
No, you don't like your job.
No, you don't. Hey, who wants to pay bills? Who wants to get a check?
My question is, so there's this girl I'm talking to, and
At your job?
Yeah, at my job, and she doesn't have a boyfriend or nothing, but, like, she's talking to another guy also, right? So I already got her number, and I'm trying to...
Girl at your job, strike one. Worried about hurting another man, strike two. Getting her phone number, strike three. Keep going. What's the next strike? Go ahead. What's up now? Sniffing her hand, walk by? What?
Strike. I got her.
The sheet was warm.
Yeah, I know.
You need to take the phone number there on 4:30. There at 4:39. I know she saw it.
Go outside with the chloroform. He said, damn, not today. She went and she took another route home.
We asked Masi know how he knows she's talking to another guy. He's like, well, I read her message. Because I read her phone. I looked over her shoulder. She was texting Antoine.
No, I told her Mr. Slade had something to talk to her about, and she better run as fast as she can. So I grabbed her phone, because when she was sleeping that night, you took an eye scanner of her so you can scan her eye through the phone to read the message, right? Dog, what's going on with you, dog? Why
no,
you
pick... Based off our friend. Our friend told me that she was
going to
date him.
This guy's a legendary detective, right? Going around getting inquiries and stuff.
Wait, is this high school? Are you in high school still?
No, sir. I'm 19 years old.
So, okay, now this is more elementary. Now, I get it when a girl comes up to you in elementary school and tells you another girl likes you in elementary school. That passes in elementary. But you're in the world now, man. Why are you listening to another woman?
Because let me tell you this. It literally is times where people offer that. Well, I can say something. I could do this. I don't let nobody act for me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's different if she came out her way and told you something that you didn't ask for or whatever the case may be. But I got it. I got me. I'm a man. I act for myself. I speak for myself. I think for myself.
Yes, sir.
What do you, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So her friend told you she's talking to another guy. Why did you need to hear that?
I didn't.
I don't even know if we got his question. Wait, what is your question, though?
Basically, my question is...
You guessed the password.
Should I just move on, or...
Wait.
Move on? You ain't even moved in.
Are you the guy... Wait, you're the guy that says, because y'all talking, y'all dating? Is that you?
No. Find someone else and just practice my game and just become better at approaching women.
Whoa. You don't have no game, young man. You're eating, you're shitting, eating in the same place.
Let's take a step back.
Yeah, let's take a step back.
So you work with this girl, right? Okay. You like her. You had a crush on her. Understand? You bagged her. Where did the friend telling you she talks to a guy come in at? Like, where was this? What does this have to do with anything? Were you talking about this girl to other people?
No, I only told her friend. That's it, her best friend.
You only told her friend. So you gossiped about a woman to a woman.
That's another way of thinking of it.
That's just what happened.
It was more like I was trying to, get what?
You already know you dug your hole. Go ahead. What were you trying to do? What were you trying to get? And I hope it doesn't deal with ropes and chloroform. What were you trying to get? Right.
A black glove.
A black...
trench coat.
And a shovel. Call us, Taekwondo. I'm trying to be serious. He got jokes, man. I ain't laughing at you, dog. It's this motherfucker. It's him. It's him, man. Go to Home Depot. Can I get that? No, this ain't tough enough rope. I need shit she can't move.
How much does she weigh? Yeah. All right, well, I can't use the standard rope. I got to get the extra. Oh, my God.
I got to get some Gorilla Glue to tie that shit down. Hey, Cole.
Yeah, Mo, you said she's allergic to peanuts. Well, I guess I can't make her sandwiches in the basement. Yeah. Gotta give her the lunch meat.
All right, Cole, what was your question, man? What was your question, big dog?
Well, all of you. My question is,
what's your question?
My question is, what should I do?
Okay, all right.
Wait, you just said, you ain't finished the friend thing. What were you trying to get from the friend?
Yeah, what were you trying to get from the friend, dog?
I was trying to get, know, if I was right about how I feel, the girl was somewhat attracted to me in a way.
Did she have a guy?
Well, listen. This is where you
gotta catch
your indirectness. Hey, wait. This is where we gotta catch your indirectness. Listen, you said you went to the friend, which is for, we'll just umbrella and say validation. You were looking for validation and reassurance that you were right, that she likes you or is attracted to you back. You already just went so far beyond the answer, you don't even see how far you are. You went to her friend. Her friend might not even know how she really truly feels. And I guarantee you what, if her friend already knows about the other guy, why would she know about the fact that she likes you? Do you understand that women don't tell their friends everything?
Huh. Well, how does he know there's another guy? How did you find out about the other guy?
I've messed with a girl where she's told her friend the exact opposite of what she's really doing.
Just try to probably fuck you on the back end. Carl, how'd
I don't
you know?
Go to her friends for answers. I go to her. I look at her actions. Listen. Oh, boy.
Now, yeah, how do you know she has a man or has another guy?
Like I said, her best friend told me that the other guy, she was talking to the other guy.
But why are you getting information from the best friend versus you finding out yourself?
And then she told you something. Now you're more deterred from your goal when your goal never changed. I mean, you still want her.
Let's see. Yeah,
See, y'all do everything but stand firm. Stand up, stand strong. Okay, you want her and she got another guy. So the fuck what? Is how I feel. It's what I want. This is me. Stand on that. All this weakness of maybe I should. No. I feel how I feel and I think what I think. I ain't saying she got to do nothing. I'm not saying she owes me anything. This is what I go for, what I want.
Yeah, and if that, you know, hey, I got a new Barbie collection at my place. If you want to come see it, it's great. Hey man, leave it alone, dog. Stand still.
he whispered into the trunk. Maybe he'll come save you.
And she's like, if I could just reach my belt. you can't. They can't hear you from the trunk. Oh, no, officer. How you doing, officer? Oh, nothing.
Well, all right. Let's really get this on.
All right.
Have you ever hung up? You know, spent time with her outside of work?
No, sir.
How long have you known her?
I'd say 1 month.
Oh, that's over a month? You don't have her? Wait.
That's rough. It's rough. I don't work every day. I work like 3 days.
Wait. Do you have her information?
I would have been on her since the interview. Let alone me working there. I would have been coming to scope the place out, seeing if I'm going to get the job, and I'd be like, damn, who the fuck is that?
Right. You have her number? Do you have her number, caller?
Yes, sir. I do have her number.
You have her number?
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay. You ready to man up? You ready for the nuts to drop? Okay. All right. So you ready? Hey. It's time. Yeah, demon time. You ready? You ready to get it?
Yes, sir.
All right. Where you want to take her at?
I wanted to take her bowling. I was going to do ice skating, if not bowling, one of the two. But I live like...
Balls, I'm swinging around that are mine. I'm swinging around her is my brain. Bro, I'm knocking her down. I ain't knocking no pins down, bro. You.
Oh, my God, dog. Come on, man. Don't go. Look, bro. Hey, bro. Yeah, come on, man. Just look.
Listen, you can take a bowling. The bowling alley is your hallway.
yeah.
You're the ball and she's the pin.
Knock that shit down. Don't hit the gutter.
Come on, bro.
All right, so just let her you want to go out. Just tell her you want to take her out this weekend. Is that let's get to that point. Tell her the reason why I'm calling you is because I want to let you know that I'm interested in you. I want to see what's behind that smile. Let's go out Friday or Saturday. You ready, big dog?
All right. Quick question, though.
Yeah, what's
up? Problem with that is she canceled on me Saturday. So should I just do
what
next week?
Cancel what?
Whoa. We didn't tell us this.
Did you talk to her already?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I went to go bowling with her, and she canceled me, and that was this Saturday. You're supposed to do it.
Wait. Were you going bowling with her friend, or you were bowling to hang out? Where
with
y'all bowling?
With her.
Okay. Did you tell her why you're going bowling with her?
Yeah, I just said I wanted to hang.
Okay. No. See, you again, that's elementary. That's like that Beverly Hills 90210 thing. Listen.
Yes, sir.
Sunday. Okay, I know you're busy Saturday. But I want to take you out because I'm interested in you Sunday. Okay? No excuses.
Okay.
All right. You ready? Now you ready? Because we got two sharks. You're right here. We got your back. Are you okay?
Call it right. Yes, sir.
All right. Now breathe. Right. Just breathe, okay?
You listen. You have to be direct, clear, and concise.
Yes.
Don't even think what she's going to say, what she's going to do. Yeah. You can't control that. That ain't even none of your business.
It's you, man. It's you.
I speak for herself. You speak for you.
Okay? You ready?
All right.
All right.
And I just merge
the call. Yeah, just merge the call. Merge the call. Don't get scared. Right. Merge that shit. You got it. Get it.
Type the caller and just breathe and then hang up.
Yeah, you'll be like... Hell, you hung up the phone. Motherfucker, guys, when y'all hear a beep, that means the recorder's on. You like, hey, Taekwondo Steve, can you hear me?
I think it's a hello to voicemail.
Oh, man, he's a hello to the voicemail. All right, guys, got three more calls, and we open up the lines. Erico 856 and 678 and 609. That'd be the last three. 856, what's up, man? What's your question?
Hello?
Hello, we can hear you.
No, it's me from the other 856. Yeah, I messed up. I was supposed to tell her to hang up, but then I ended up hanging up. So, what's your analysis like?
Wait a second. You got to go back in there and call her and ask her why you ain't a fucking man. Is that you, the guy that ain't a man?
Yeah.
That sound like you. Okay, yeah. Tell her I want to know now. Wake up. Put that pill down, whatever you druggies are doing. Don't do drugs, kids.
No.
I don't know what y'all. Hey, I don't know what kind of pills y'all passing on. She said, "I love you, and you know what? I can't. I'm gonna take that pill that you gave me from Day Day."
Call her.
Yeah, go ahead, call her.
Talk about it now.
Tell you what. Go ahead. Go ahead, call her right now, bro.
I'm gonna call her off this one.
Call her and tell her to speak up.
Still cousin.
Yeah, tell her to speak up and tell her to answer you. None of this later talk. I want to know now.
Don't be too aggressive and greedy with it, though. Like, just
get a few things.
Just be firm. Just be firm.
Yeah, just get a few things, man.
Okay.
Hey, what's up?
Just be assertive.
All right, here you go. You got 10 seconds because it shouldn't take you 10 seconds. All right, ready? Go.
Oh.
He hung up. Guys, wait.
Yo, hold on. How is it 10:41 p.m. and you dudes is getting sent straight to voicemail?
That's weird, number one. But number two is, how is it y'all guys don't know that beep means that it's being recorded? You don't say hello to us. You got to talk to the chick on the... All right, last two, then we open the lines up. 678, then 609. 678, what's your question? What's up, man?
Yo, what's up? What's going on?
You got it, fam. You got it.
So I actually got two questions, fairly
sure.
Short, though.
No, take your time.
I'm in college right now. I'm doing, audio engineering, composing, things of that nature. And obviously that comes with a lot of work, which is fine. I put in a lot of work. I'm in the studio for hours on end, maybe having to kick me out of the school type shit, you know what I'm saying? And, but lately, especially throughout finals week, cause finals just passed 2 weeks ago, a week ago, I started to feel like it was sort of dragging me. I won't say exhausted, but I don't really know the correct word for it. So it's I wanted to know, what's y'all method of, y'all got y'all foot on the gas, you know what I'm saying? But the tank is sort of getting empty a little bit. What's y'all way of recharging? You feel me?
Well, for me, Rosebud says it best. Once you cross over, you're going 100 miles an hour, no brakes and no lights. I am my own source of me. I don't need the sun. I just have energy. Because I could die tomorrow, so I'm living every day like it's my last. For you, you might need a 5-hour energy or something, but for me, I'm good, man. I'm hyped on me. T, what say you, brother?
From what I do is where I get my charge. It's when I fall out of loop or I sit there and I get comfortable and That's when the loses my charge, not doing what I'm actually doing, because I could do this eyes closed, backwards, inside out, all day, all night. I mean, I didn't...
Word.
I'm in school and trying to full-time in this, you know what I'm saying? So I'm showing that yeah. I can do so many flexible ways. It's just, the recharge is also knowing where you want to fit in what. For example, I may say, let me spend this day outside. I'm going to walk. Or let me go to the gym for an hour today. Or let me just sit back for and take an hour, half an hour nap. Or let me just read for an hour. Let me just do something to practice a moment of mindfulness. Let me meditate for 20 minutes. Let me just know when to fit what and where. Have a balanced day. Have breakfast. Take a shower. Sit there. Brush your teeth. It ain't just all this and all that. It's holistic. You know what I'm saying?
So do you sort of take a few days to step back from what you do, or is it just you sort of have time slots each day for let's say reading or whatever?
Oof.
I don't know about that.
Ooh, yeah. Caller.
I don't know who got a few days, bro.
Yeah, caller. Think of it like this. Think of it like every day you get to open up and meet a new you that has new information, that sees the world a whole different day. It's like, that feeling you had when it was Christmas, or you remember Halloween day when it really went slow, or Christmas Eve when you can't wait. Well, it's like that every day for a man, because you're always evolving. We're infinite. We're forever. And I'm learning my forever, and that means I'm going to keep going until my heart stops. Every day is new.
Stop till I drop.
Yeah, stop till I drop. So I'm always learning. I'm always evolving. And the more you know, I'm saying it can have an effect on some of you, because some of y'all ain't ready to know what it is you would see when you start to know. Because some of y'all won't be able to handle this shit. It's not fair. It's like the feeling of you're playing a bunch of kindergartners at basketball. You're playing them at basketball. No, they ain't got a chance. It's just knowing that you are so above the fray, and you just want to keep climbing the mountain until you hit to the top, and then the top turns into the bottom. Because once you reach the top, it flips to the bottom, then you reach to that top. And you keep reaching to that top, reaching to that top. And guess what? The more you reach to that top, you play video games, big guy? You play video games?
Yeah.
You play Call of Duty? Where you play? I'm a gamer too. What games you play?
Well, lately I've been playing that Elden Ring shit.
Oh, Elden Ring. Okay, think about Elden Rings. Yeah, I love Oblivion, that kind of stuff. What happens when you level up? You unlock new perks, right? Every time you level up, they give you a whole new list of new shit that you can put on you. So when you go into that world, you mess them motherfuckers up, right? It's the same thing about games. When you unlock you unlock things that you don't know even about yourself. And then when you unlock those things unlock other doors that you have when you even – it just goes on. I can't even explain it. It's just excitement. You see how excited I'm getting when I'm talking to you about that shit, dog? It's exciting.
Right. No, I fuck with it.
It's awesome.
It's an addiction.
So what you saying, like
– Yes.
Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead. What you got, man?
No, I'm just saying, I was going to say, like, when you say unlocking yourself, like, is that, I know you mean, like, new abilities, but would that also be, like, new, like, faults in yourself, like, things that you probably do that's, like, kind of wrong?
You don't, okay, I'm not trying to block T out on this, but this is what I got you, they'll be able to see, but this is what I'm saying. Wait, where is it at? Game, see, most people don't understand game is deep. Most of y'all are not even hitting the middle of the rocks to even get, because you become rooted in your core, your core of who you are. So there are, listen, how can you find fault in something brand new? There is no fault. It's just understanding that I'm sorry. I'm getting so excited. 11:59 is the saddest. 11:59 is my saddest moment. If you want to know, the 11:59 and 59 seconds is my saddest moment. I have to let go of the thing I love more than anything else. I got to let him go. I mean, I'm in love with that motherfucker. I follow him around. I stalk that motherfucker. I adore that motherfucker, right? Mm-hmm. But I've got to let the thing I love more than anything else go. I got to die. I got to kill that. He's got to go. He's got to go. He's reached me. He has gone as far as he could take me for 23 hours and fucking 59 minutes and 59 seconds. He's taking me as far as he can go. But the thing is, it'll be worse. My worst problem is to keep him around because he feels good. I feel comfortable. Then you come complacent. And then that's what you call I call a camper. I don't camp out. I got to let that motherfucker go. I don't want to let him go, but I have to let him go. Because I have to usher in the next me tomorrow, the new me, the new improved me. I mean, goddamn, it's like a new improved me, man.
Right.
That's the process.
Yeah, and that, I feel like, because I took like a, I guess, a, which I probably regret doing now, but I took like a day just to like sit and just really think about like my future and shit. And like when I'm not in front of the computer working on, you know, mixing or composing something, like, I feel like it's something's missing. You know what I'm saying? Is that something that you feel as well? Or?
Nothing. Okay. Nothing can ever miss in me because I've got too many hats I've got to take care of. Remember, let me show you real quick. Let me put it on this. I've got too many hats I got to take care of. Okay. I've got to make sure one thought, one mind, one way. Okay. Here's the problem. If you're not working on the things internally, And there's got to be a trust and a bond between me and my mind and the thoughts that I have. Because as soon as I, quote unquote, either friend zone those things or stop working on those things, they're not going to help me when it comes time. So if I don't work on part of like my culinary school, right, that I learned flavor and stuff, my culinary school, right, and it comes time to talk to a woman and it's there up to bat to go ahead and speak for me, they're going to be like, nah, we ain't doing shit for you. What have you done for us? So I've got a man – it's y'all got to understand, it's managing these things. We are all one mind, one way, one thought. We are there to benefit me. So I have to constantly, as I'm evolving, evolve those things around me to keep up with me. It's my job to do that for myself.
Right. All of it being me.
So there's no time of, I ain't got nothing to do. Oh, you got a lot to do. You got a lot to do, man. Your warrior should be conquering land and spreading your comfort zone, or he should be defending you, defending the realm, One or the other.
Simple.
Very simple. And we got to sit down. We sit down. Hey, we sit down in that chair. I'm at the top of the chair. We sit down in the chair. All the guys are sitting in the chair. This is what we're going to be doing today. What we got going on? What we got going on? Well,
right.
That, I'm saying that's how you talk. That's how I talk to me. I plan that shit out. Hey, look, and you know what? It ain't about the women. It's not even women in that. It's what I'm doing. What I'm doing. It ain't even nothing about women. Mm-hmm. Nothing
right,
about
right.
women. Okay?
No, I'll follow that. I appreciate you, Steve. Thank you so much, brother. You too, Ty. I appreciate you, man.
No, we good, sure, bro. All right, last call up before we reset this joint. All right, 678. All right, 609. I know you waiting the longest time. 609, what's your question, man? How can we help you?
What's up, guys? Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, we can hear you, brother.
All right. Thanks for taking the time to, you know, saying, help me out. So, I guess let me just catch up real quick. So, I'm 20 years old, and I've been in a relationship for almost 3 years now. I met her when I was 18, and I don't know, she's a good job, no problems. Everything's been heading off great. I guess what I'm asking is, I don't want it to go down like seven, 10 years down the line. I'm still with her, and like I end up regretting it, or like, you know, I end up like cheating or like finding other women and shit. Like, I don't know if y'all get what I'm saying. I don't want to like end up regretting my decision and like dating her. And I guess that's my question. Like, what should I do? Should I keep pursuing her like an extra year? Should I like see wait it out or like?
All right, sir.
Well, I don't know what kind of mindset. I don't know what kind of mindset that is, dealing with somebody and saying, you know, well, I don't want to do it 7 years now, and I'm gonna cheat on her. And I'm, why is this where your head is at? Do you understand she could be with a man who's saying, well, I've been with her for 3 years and we've done so much together. Imagine what I'll do with 30. Imagine how we'll evolve as we continue to grow together. Imagine the empire we'll continue to build together. But instead, you're thinking, am I wasting my time because I'm just going to cheat on her and do this in the future? You're wasting her time.
Yeah.
If that's what you want, because that's what you want, and you don't want to be with her, then, you know, you just got to keep it a stat.
Yeah, it's 1,000. Yeah, are y'all living together?
No, we're both going to, you know, school. We're both.
Are you having unprotected sex?
That's my girlfriend almost 3 years. Yeah.
I don't give a fuck if it's your girlfriend for 10 years. Listen, let me tell you something, bro. No, I'm not laughing. Your sperm. Hey, listen, your sperm, that's your lineage. That's your leg. That's one of the most precious things that you can give anybody. Do not give that shit away for free because you've been with someone for a long term. What happens with a lot of you guys, y'all knock these women up, things don't go right, and then when she find other men, and the kids start calling the other man daddy, you're going to be in your feelings and stuff. Do not have unprotected sex with someone that doesn't have your name. She doesn't have your name. She's just y'all are just playing house right now. She's just a girlfriend. Stop. Hey, what worries me is why she's not telling you this or saying we should be more cautious in what we're doing. That worries me. You know what kind of protection she What is she taking?
Oh, she has she's on birth control, so
the
quarterly birth control shots.
What happens if she wants to skip a quarter and just tell you she's doing it? She listens to the show. Wait, you think I put 3 years in you? You think you'll go away that easy? Quarterly? Nope. It's all up in me. Oh my God, it's a miracle, baby. It's a miracle, baby.
You ain't even gave yourself your own safety net.
Yep.
I mean, I'm not saying that every time I bust it down, every time I'm in here.
Sir, there's something called, I took a thing called sex ed, so obviously there's pre-cum. Something pre-cum, right. Listen, before you
right.
There is something called pre-cum that has the power to knock her up. So it's not when you get that feeling you're about to bust, you've already busted in her with the pre-cum. And I know you're going to think that's funny, but I'm saying, man, I don't play with that. But listen, you need to be more serious with your nuts and not just give something that, listen,
That's your future. That is something that should be very important to you. You don't want to give that to somebody that we get. Look out your door right now. Look at all these knuckleheads that got babies with these women that aren't even worthy of their sperm. Look what they're doing with these kids. You stop giving
up. Right.
I'm just telling you to be true. I don't want myself.
Well,
just
you know, ready for the consequences of your decisions.
Yeah, because I don't want him. I don't want Taekwondo and myself getting robbed in fucking 15 years because you made a mistake, and then we got to pay for that stuff. Because she's going to say, I don't want you around my kid and all this other stuff, and we're going to bring in other fathers and ruin. No, I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm just saying we want to prevent that from happening.
No, I completely understand. I hear what you're coming from, man. I'll definitely take that into consideration.
Get your box of
I mean, yeah, because you on the route where you're talking about, like, oh, yeah, I don't want to be where.
Right.
I mean, you didn't say it directly, but,
No.
Whatever happens and such and such time shots cut off. Now, and you're still putting yourself in a position to be with her for another 18 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to come out. That's the problem. It's going to come out. What you're feeling right now is going to come out. And when y'all get y'all first argument.
This is my first relationship. That's what I'm trying
to
tell you.
Brother, okay.
I
understand. That's why, listen, I'm glad that you're in a relationship, but you need to live. And I don't mean a woman. You need to get and live as a man and see the world as a man. Not be tied
down. This is exactly why I was calling. I probably need a confirmation.
No confirmation. I'm saying you got to feel that. The confirmation comes from you, not us. Not us. It should come from you. And if you listen, I always tell you guys, stop. It's okay. You know why women get evil and women dog out other guys? It's because guys like you that are not honest with them, where they love you, worship you, and then you dog them out, and then they're like, I'm not gonna get dogged out no more, so I'm gonna just dog out other guys. So this is why you need to let her go and let her understand that I care about you. But look, I want you to be happy, and if you need to find somebody else that you look to marry, because you're not ready for marriage, I can hear you right now. Well, you stringing her along is going, hey, you're gonna fuck up the next bunch of guys for the shit you're doing right now, brother. Bitter women.
Yeah, no, I definitely hear you, man.
Yeah, they bitter because a lot of y'all surface dwellers play games with them. Y'all fill them up on a bunch of lies. You tell them
some
that you
dream.
Want a relationship. You get
some
one
dream.
All them dreams. Yeah, all them dreams.
And you break their heart.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you're the man, and you can't stand on what it is that you want and what you don't want.
Mm-mm.
So you make her decision for her.
Yep, you change her. You change her. Then you got to bring her to this men, and we got to handle that wild-ass horse and then calm her down again. She's going to be like, I finally see love. I never had this before.
I love myself.
Yeah. See that? So just talk to her.
I hear you.
Yeah, just talk to her, man. Just talk to her and be honest with her. I'd rather you don't lie to her, because right now, you know what she's thinking? We're getting married. That's probably 3 years. She's probably thinking, man, we probably gonna get married. Is he getting my ring right?
She always messing up all the time.
Oh,
you know, she right? She always, you know what I'm saying?
See that,
and she's comfortable with me too, so we get.
Of course,
she's
comfortable with you.
Like,
yeah.
What was the question?
No, nah, ain't no question. I'm just saying, you already know what to do.
Oh. All right. I thought you said something my fault.
Mm-mm.
But. Yeah, shit. Thank you. Yeah, no, I definitely will talk to her and shit, because I don't want to string her along or...
No, you've already been stringing her along. It's just now it's time to cut the string. You know what I mean? Do what's right,
yeah,
man. Listen,
man. It's hard.
She deserves to be with someone that wants her, you know, and loves her and wants to be with her. You're not that
don't
guy.
Don't say I don't love it. Don't say all that now. Come on. Now.
Wait a second. Did you not
what
just
mean?
Say?
My question was, what should I do? I don't want this to come down. Because historically, men down the line, they stay with the same pussy for, you know, for years. They're gonna wind up wanting someone else, or am I wrong? I'm new to this. Am I wrong?
Are you other men? And does every man does what every man does?
I guess not. You're right. I'm not every man. You're right.
I mean, what were you going to say when the shit falls down? Like, well, I'm a man, baby. It's what men do.
Yeah.
It was bound to happen. You know what I'm saying? Right at fifth year mark, you know, men just start acting crazy. We just,
that's like, what we do a generation thing. That's what we do in generation, girl. 7 year itch.
7 year itch.
That's what they say in the housekeeping monthly.
Damn.
I know.
All right. I mean, yeah.
I got it.
It's going to be hard, but.
No. Hey, being a king is all about sacrifice. You got to make these king moves, man. Listen, there are a lot of women in your life that you'll learn that you got to let them go. And there are going to be some women that out of 10 things, you know, you're going to be able to do 9 things right, but then she's disrespectful. And you like part of you going to be like, damn, man, she does all this good stuff for me. Damn, I should give her another chance. But your pride of who you are, you got to make a tough decision. That's what makes you a man. You got to, like, remember Kenny Rogers' song? I know you don't remember. Okay, he has a song called The Gambler. You got to know when to hold him, know when to fold him, know when to walk away, know when to run. That's
it. Key. That's key. That's a key point you made, but the 9 out of 10 things right in that 10th decision, that ain't enough. You got to know that ain't enough for you.
Can't be enough.
And then you got to be intolerant of making excuses.
Yeah, it's going to sting. It'll sting because you're like, damn. I have to let her go because I love me. Hey, look. I want you to love her as much as you want to love her. Well, I wish you wouldn't be in love. I wish you'd be in respect. But you know, you little, you young boys are all love and shit. I want you to love because you love her, but I want you to love everything about her, but love yourself that much more. Always love her more. I mean, love yourself more, not her more.
Oh, no. Of course. I always take pride in self-love and I always try to tell her to respect herself and
but you love her. You love with Coco. You love her.
Yeah, no, for sure. But I'm in the gym. I'm always doing my own thing, and I always try to express that for herself.
What does the gym
got to
do? Wait. You being in the gym, what does that got to do with anything?
What does the gym have to do with self-love? I thought the gym is self-improvement. I thought that's something.
No, okay. This is what these guys screw y'all young Padawans up. You're in the gym not because you want to be in the gym. You're in the gym because you think that's gonna get you a woman. You're doing this shit for women, dog. You ain't doing this shit for yourself.
So why would I want to get a woman if I'm with one?
You
brought it up.
Did you not bring it up?
Yeah, farther down the line. Yeah.
Down the line could be tomorrow to you, man. Down the line could be that one chick at the gym. We're not boo-boo the fool, dog. Come on, man.
All right.
I
didn't think about that.
I go to the gym. Well, okay, so what, you go to the gym? What's your point? You're still in love. You're a weight lifted in love cupcake.
Okay. All right. If I'm so in love, why would it matter if I'm
all into respect? You love her.
No. But like I said, I do try to tell her to take her own time out, make her own friends. She don't got too many friends. She's more, her life more cycles around my life. And you know what I'm saying? Damn, Tom, am I boring you, Ty? It's like that.
Yeah, you're boring him. But
you're running laps around yourself.
All right. No. Like I said, I got what y'all were saying, and I'm gonna talk to her. That was the
point of the advice, right? I'm gonna talk to her. I know it sounds good on paper, but you ain't gonna do it. You ain't got the heart to do it. Man. You gotta have heart to do this shit. You can't do it, man. You'll be like, because the first gator tear.
She's going to drop the tear. She's like, why?
Yeah. we go to the gym.
But. God,
yep. And you know what's even worse?
Man, he's going to be crazy. He's going to jump out and be like, yes. Even if she is cheating, she's still going to like, be hurt.
Yep.
It ain't even like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So you, maybe it's her trying to break free of you, and maybe you don't know how to let her go. Is this the girl at your job? Oh wait, that's the other guy.
No. Like I said, it's my first relationship and shit. So you know, definitely got some sentimental attached to it. I'm gonna remember her for the rest of my life, regardless.
Of course, she's your first love. She's your first piece of ass. So that's why you got your little attachment.
Don't say that.
Well, you whipped right now. Wait, I hear the whoosh. Wait, yeah, you whipped.
Who? I'm not whipped. Don't say
it's
that.
Like my girl, you know, I love her.
Well, how much longer was you going to keep me with her, knowing that you wasn't going to stay with her? That's the key in the whip.
No, I definitely just recently started thinking about this. This wasn't a sign that I've been staying along or thinking about for a while now.
So when you want to take a shower, when you think about taking a shower, do you wait like 4 or 5 months to do it?
No. So you guys just act on your. I don't know. I don't end shit just over a thought. Like I got.
Man, dude. Oh my god, man! Look, bro.
No,
you
wait until it stink to wipe your ass.
Yeah, man.
For real.
Damn, y'all clowning me. That's funny shit.
Yeah, clowning. We're just trying to open your eyes up. This is just one of many. When you become a man, it's one of many.
Uh-huh.
They're going to cry. They're going to get jealous. Some will get mad. Some will go away, and some will come back. They'll do everything to keep you, because when you're an actual man, they know your worth and value. They don't care if you have other women. They'll still be with you.
If you really him, man, she'll stay on different terms.
Yep. Renegotiate contract, bro.
Renegotiate contract. I like the sound of that.
Yeah, of course. We ain't getting. I'm just a fuck. I'm just a dildo. We're not in a relationship anymore. We cool. It's not that I don't like you, but you know what? I'm done. This is it. This is the end of the road for us. And if you can accept, you know, just calling me up when you want some. I got you. But other than that, you keep that shit pushing. I wish you the best, and I'll give you if you want to give her a watch, and I think she has to get 10 years to get a watch, a company watch, but you can get her a blow ring or a ring pop or something for 3 years.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm just saying, man. It's great being a man, but you got to make them tough decisions. And you know what?
Oh, God.
That's why women love us, because we can say no. And we can give you walking papers at any moment, anytime. Anytime.
Respectfully.
Respect.
All right,
but I'm gonna let y'all get to the next caller. Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate y'all.
I don't want you to put on milk carton Sunday, man. Make sure you get the key. Does she have a key to your place?
Nah.
I don't know, man. I don't know. You love,
we
man.
Still live out, we still live in. We still live
okay,
in a apartment.
Hey, man, I see a drawer with her Tampax and stuff. She got a drawer and everything in your house, dog. They get all this stuff.
No, it's not even like that. I'm telling you.
Yeah, man. Hey, make sure she got all this stuff out. I tell you real quick. I've been abused before. This is my greatest joke. I'm not joking. Serious. Absolutely. And I'm proud of it too. It was great abuse.
Like physically or like emotionally?
It was a physical. It was a physical. Let me explain. Okay.
Oh wow.
So I was cutting. I went in love with her, but I was cutting her off just like you. Okay. So I went over to her house to cut her ass off, and I cut her off. Now. Here's the thing about kind of like leaving stuff over there, okay? So I had VCR tapes, Donnie Simpson, like they had a thing called BET Video Soul, you know, I used to record all that stuff back in the day. But so back in the day, big dog, the ketchup bottles were not made of plastic. They were made of a thick thing of glass. So when I broke up with her, she tried to cry. Mm-mm. She started throwing them in my face. I said, no, I'm good. We're done. We're good.
So as I turned around and walked away, now the trajectory throw is amazing because the partner really wasn't that good, but the way she threw it was amazing. See, I'm serious. I'm serious. The way she threw it from where she was at, because there was like a fan there as well. The trajectory of the ketchup bottle, the way she threw it, it arced at a perfect point where it didn't hit the ceiling and dotted me in the back of my head. And then she called the police on me, took all my tapes up. So, but it wasn't she was doing it all the time. She just didn't know how to, she didn't know how to handle losing me. So she freaked out. And she grabbed a ketchup bottle and T, I'm proud to be abused. That was
no,
that,
listen, man. Yeah. I even got my own little situation.
Oh, what's up?
I told this girl this one time. She's trying to press me about hearing stuff about me messing with other women. I looked at dinner face. I said, "You ain't my bitch." Yo, she tried to punch the shit out of me. Like she tried to throw that shit at me. I'm like, "Hey." Nobody ever talked to her like that.
Yeah, yeah. No one's ever tried.
Right.
Yeah, they ain't used to that. They're used, the good ones, they're used to dumping people all the time. They're not used to, they're the dumper, but they're not used to being the dumpy.
Mm-hmm.
So when you dump a dumper,